I'm going to pull my breasts aside. I'm not ashamed of my stomach. Now, look at there. You don't have that right there. And see, that's dangerous. What, that is still dangerous fat up there.
Yeah.
Because I'm fat around the heart. It's hard for me to breathe.
Tell me what you really want to do. Come here, ma. Talk to a nigga, talk to me. You look like you don't really give it to a nigga. But the way you're talking, the way you try to walk for me, the way you really try to put it on the God. Doing it like I never did before for me. The way you break your back and I break your neck. And the way you try to put it on the floor for me. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, yeah. Tell me what my niggas are down. Let me bless y'all niggas one time when I lock it down and I hit you with that. That bomb shit. Y'all niggas know all day we be making it drop. Y'all niggas know every time we come through this motherfucker, we be always taking a rock.
So let me blow this bitch.
Y'all niggas know when we come, we be making it flop. The way we making it hot, I make a nigga wanna stop. Get money and cash that check for me. All my niggas just brush your check for me. Everybody from every hood, bang your head till you break your motherfucking neck for me.
Just let me give you real sweet shit to grab it. Your shit with me, clap your feet. We want this heat, keep bouncing up and down this street.
So nod your head and break your neck, nigga. Break your neck, nigga. Break your neck, nigga. Bang your head until you start to break your neck, nigga. Break your neck, nigga. And you know what I'm caught my breath. Y'all niggas all know how we do when the way we bang niggas in the head and we do it to death. Reach for them back, water the fire, boy. You know we're baking an ounce. I know you love the way we be giving you the music, making you bounce. I fuck it up just a little for my niggas every time we come through. Niggas know that we did it for y'all. And the way we do it for the people, niggas know that we always give it to y'all. I said bounce. In the daytime or the night when you keep on the low, we just bang this shit up in the truck while you break your nigga. Motherfuckers try to fake my flow. So the way we come right through, we come right through. We be always blowing the spot again and again to make a nigga really wanna stop. Better tell your crew, your peeps, so my niggas better put their troops on. And gather up your soldier, niggas, you know you better keep your boots on. Put my niggas in the place. Yo, wave your hands high now. And the way we put it down, make a nigga wonder what he really gonna try now. What you really wanna do, just place your back and put your money where your mouth is. All my niggas in the street, just break your neck and keep on bouncing.
Just let me give you real street shit to grab it. Your shit with me, clap your feet. We want this heat, keep bouncing up and down these streets.
So nod your head and break your neck. Bang your head until you start to break your neck, nigga. Break your neck, nigga. Break your neck, nigga. Break your neck. Here we go now. And you know every time bust a bus be holding the fort, my nigga watch, I be shutting it down. The way we put it on, coming through like a steamroller, me and Dre, nigga, ain't no fucking around. My nigga, what? Yeah, what up? Me and my team got a link, cause you know we stay chopping it up. And when we get up in the club, all of my niggas at the bar, I be locking it up. And we get a little high, and we get a little drunk, and we get a little drunk. Let me get y'all niggas some shit, that'll make you wanna bang this out your trunk.
Come on,
you cash that check for me. All my niggas just bust your check for me. Everybody from every hood, bang your head till you break your motherfucker neck.
Let me give you real sweet shit to grab it. Your shit with me, clap your feet. We want this heat, keep bouncing up and down these streets.
So nod your head and break your neck, nigga. Break your neck, nigga. Break your neck, nigga. Bang your head until you start to break your neck, nigga. Break your neck, nigga. Break your neck, nigga. Break your neck.
Man.
Sensationnel, tant de bleu. Lorsque je lève les yeux, je rencontre tes yeux. Et je me dis, mon Dieu, c'est vraiment merveilleux, tant de bleu. Plus bleu que le bleu de tes yeux, je ne vois rien de mieux, même le bleu des yeux. Plus blond que tes cheveux dorés, ne peut s'imaginer même le blond des blés. Plus pur que ton souffle si doux, le vent même au mois d'août ne peut être plus doux. Plus fort que mon amour pour toi, la mer même en furie ne s'en approche pas. Plus bleu que le bleu de tes yeux, je ne vois rien de mieux, même le bleu des cieux. Tout autour. Plus gris que le gris de ma vie, rien ne serait plus gris, pas même un ciel de pluie. Plus noir que le noir de mon cœur, la terre en profondeur n'aurait pas sa noirceur. plus vide que mes jours sans toi. Aucun gouffre sans fond ne s'en approchera. Plus long que mon chagrin d'amour, même l'éternité près de lui serait court. Plus gris que le gris de ma vie, rien ne serait plus gris, pas même un ciel de pluie. On a tort de penser, je sais bien, au lendemain. À quoi bon se compliquer la vie, puisqu'aujourd'hui
décor.
Plus bleu que le bleu de tes yeux, je ne vois rien de mieux, même le bleu des yeux. Plus blond que tes cheveux dorés ne peut s'imaginer, même le blond des blés. Plus pur que ton souffle si doux, le vent même au mois d'août ne peut être plus doux. Plus fort que mon amour pour toi, la mer même en furie ne s'en approche pas. Plus bleu que le bleu de tes yeux.
Ange, hello?
Yeah, honey, hi, Squish Sound.
I was not meaning saying that.
You kept saying it, and I don't appreciate you're always waiting to eat.
You just called me. Do you like that I'm eating some frozen gnocchi?
I would like it better if you were having a smoothie. You know what I was thinking about?
Some coconut and passion fruit is delicious. Ben and Jerry's.
Do it. Be real good. Coconut and passion fruit. I never heard of that. Is it a sorbet or is it an ice cream?
It's a Greek frozen yogurt. Oh, it's so delicious.
Does it have back hair, honey?
Yeah.
Shit, my mouse froze. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
That would never happen on a Mac.
Thanks, Antivira.
Take it to the Genius Bar.
Wow. Bora.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's okay. So good.
Yeah, it is. I'm not recording the video this time. I don't care. It's only because... Does it matter? Yeah. I don't think it matters, does it?
I agreed to new terms and conditions when I walked into the...
What did they say?
I didn't read it.
Mm-hmm.
I think said that you can't grum and show pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't need to hear you doing that. You can't hang up the phone.
Oh, make me whole.
Are you going to judge me?
I have a husband.
Ma'am, can you hang up while you're doing that? I don't need to hear that.
I have a husband.
Take me. Take me. Take all of me. This seed.
Ma'am, can you hang up while you're doing that? I don't need to hear that. Ma'am, can you hang up the phone, please?
Thank you.
Oh, my girls. Girls.
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't need to hear you doing that. You can't hang up the phone.
Hi, man.
Hi, honey. Squish Sound. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Unemployed.
You didn't get that job? I'm not supposed to talk about.
I haven't even filled out the application yet. It's just a thought.
A thought?
It's an idea, but it's a good one, too. An audience member referred me to that.
I'm going to rename you Cookie. Cookie Googleman.
Look at this, Cheryl. I made something nice for us. Look. Are you watching the stream? Well, it's not live, but look. I can grow. It's kind of what we used to do before. I had a technology labs, but see, look, now I got the double screen going on, so I can show the holder vision and me in the same holder. Mm-hmm. Do you like that? Huh?
I don't even see it yet, but it looks okay.
All right, let's see. Okay. Please click on the ads. There you can buy some sex toys over on the left.
You don't get any money if people just click on them. They actually have to buy.
No, that's what I mean. You have to actually buy a sex toy.
No one's going to buy anything.
You are so negative, you stupid bitch. Mm-hmm. It's fucking other people get shit, people to buy shit. But listen, get fucked.
People just send you money.
Listen, I have an idea for us, Cheryl.
like Stacy did.
Oh my
God, very nice.
Oh yes, Stacy Herbert of the Karma Bank.
Instead of clicking on ads to try, you know, I mean,
okay,
she just said funny. That's nice.
I'm glad you brought that up because Stacy generally uses the Stacy of RT. You know, she fortunately did not quit on the air like a certain whatever.
Who?
You know about that scandal this week, right? This person from RT quit live on the air. She said, "I'm sick of working for propaganda. Goodbye." She got like 25 million downloads. But
it's RT.
It's the station I used to work for, you dumb cunt. That's the station Max and Stacy are on, the Kaiser Report.
Okay, it sounds great.
Anyway, so Stacy of the Kaiser Report gave us $50. Thank you so much. I'd like to hear a clap. With your, can you clap with your lips? But see, what happened is she said, "Madge," because that's my name. She said, "Madge, I can't see a link. Where's the fucking link?" And I realized she's on a phone and there's no link on the phone. So what can you let me finish, you stupid, filthy, dirty, prolapsed, ugly whore without enough adjectives?
Hi.
The thing is, so I looked and I created easy ways to donate on the phone and on the website. So now there's menu items. And if you look right above, if you're watching the Grumhole, you'll see above Yeast Radio Live, now we have Be a Membi or One Time Donation.
What's a Membi?
Click it. So click Be a Membi. But look at the
anorexic.
Okay, so why don't you read the different levels, Cheryl?
Okay.
of membership.
Okay, these are all monthly membership levels. Anorexic, $5 a month. Average, $10 a month. Overweight, you should change it to overweight with an A.
It's too late. It's too late. Thanks for your critique, though.
$24. Obese, $50. Morbidly obese, $100. Super morbidly obese, $250. Housebound, $500.
Yeah, so my niece, she's...
What's 22 inches?
Next, yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's, 22 inches is...
That would be $1,000 a month.
That's new weave. Mm-hmm. So if you give us a new weave, you get 22 inches.
Okay.
Whatever.
Now, what about your niece?
She said, Auntie Madge, what are you going to give them? And I said, what do you mean? She said, you have levels. You don't expect people to join you. You have to give them something like a bumper sticker, a T-shirt, a Moog. So, fortunately... Moog.
Oh, I thought you were going to do some kind of massive online class about something you learned at the boot camp.
Like what? How to not have a job?
Yeah.
Anyway, but as synchronistically would have it, guess who we got approved? Like, approval is a big deal. To be an affiliate for Cafe Press. So if we wanted to, we could make people click to buy our T-shirts, which would then... Is that stupid? You know what I mean? Never mind. I just realized how dumb that is. Anyway, just give us the money and we'll send you something eventually if we ever get rich.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right. That's
you remember
right.
Back in the day when you used to do contests?
I only did one contest.
Yeah.
And you won.
Yeah.
You got an iPod Shuffle.
It was pretty good. Put a pubic hair in there.
I did put a pube with tape. Mm-hmm. But what was the what did you have to do for the contest? I can't remember.
I have no idea.
It was a contest.
It was so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So anyway, so that's that. Mm-hmm. So I would like to have some members. We'd like a member.
Members for your inner circle?
Well, no, we don't have inner circle. We have anorexic, average.
Because Mikey Pond created a fan club, and he had a special hidden page on his site, and access to in-store purchases, and all these things. You could be like Sylvia Brown. Go to sylviabrown.com. You'll be prone to go there right now. Sylviabrown.com.
I know how to spell Sylvia Brown. Oh, schedule a reading. You want to do that now?
Join Sylvia's inner circle.
Join
get unprecedented in. Access to Sylvia. How does it still say that?
I thought you already were.
Dead.
Okay, well, let's call and ask. I thought you already were a member, though.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
He took over her website.
Didn't Edith Bunkie make you a MIMBY?
That was a long time ago. It's lapsed.
She lapsed on you?
Yeah.
Well, she still pays for my Amazon Prime since you fucked me over on that.
She does? That's so nice.
I'll never forget that.
You have to tell me who you're calling before you do it.
Sylvia Brown, we're going to ask about the... You're going to schedule a reading with Chris.
It's always a voicemail.
It is? Well, then how are you supposed to schedule a reading?
Hello, this is Sylvia Brown Corporation, the offices of Chris Dufresne, and the Society of...
Chris Dufresne.
Ew, was that a prank video or something? Is that like a prank video? I need to call my friend. That is not right. Oh,
prank
my
video.
God. Okay.
Oh, her friend
I'm
didn't tell her that it was fucked
here,
up.
Tell her I got the video. Oh, crap. My phone's about to die, too. I hope she texts me back. Okay, guys. So that was my reaction, I guess, to...
Did you see how large her head was when she turned sideways?
Yeah.
You did? Did you like that? She's still talking? What's she talking about?
Go to
I think we're done with her.
Kind of like,
let's see.
You know,
I sent you a link in your email. Somebody said that they were bored. So, Strip Club DJ sent us a nice link to some videos of, I'll send it to you in your Skype.
Thank you.
Right now.
So I should just skip to that, the hamster.
A penis drummer, and they also play the harmonica.
Whoa! With Walls Fall Out?
No!
Oh.
We're getting off Walls Fall Out.
Which one should we... I want to hear the A La Traviata, because that's opera.
What?
I want to hear the opera one.
Okay.
It's very nice. Hello? Cheryl, it's not doing anything. Any.
What do you mean?
It's just showing me some old lady titties.
Titty?
It, oh my god. The fuck? Oh, it's Cheryl. That's not La Traviata, that's My Little Sunshine. Let's try a different one. That's not very enjoyable. Mercedes-Benz?
Like that.
Oh, there's another one.
There's a gross woman.
Some whore. Go
away. For a long time.
We don't want you. Oh, this ain't right, Cheryl.
Pretty bad.
I just don't like the penis. It's a bad penis, and it's a fat guy in a bathrobe. If it were somebody hot, maybe it would be more bearable. But, a little bit. I need some roasted duck to center myself. Roasted duck.
What?
I need some roasted duck.
Yes! Have you seen the videos of him at his school?
No. Oh, no, I started to, but I have to wait for this. We're just going to watch it now.
Hello, welcome to The Art of Cooking. I'm Raymond, and today we're going to make Peking duck. This dish is prized for the thin, crisp skin with authentic versions of the dish, serving mostly the skin and a little bit of the meat. So here are the ingredients.
It sure looks like
yeah.
Oh, God. Oop, sorry.
Kentucky Dog. Oh,
which one?
Somebody
posted. What?
Somebody. I just Googled Kentucky because I wanted to find him. And somebody else posted.
Walls Fall Out?
one of Ken Duncan's videos. And guess what they named it on YouTube?
Walls Fall Out?
No. It's called, quote, Burned Teen Dougie Part 2. It's not nice.
Where's the one? I see the one.
I think it's the one that was used in Walls Fall Out. Yes.
That's the one with the keys? No, but which one has the keys? Oh, I love his banner with that awesome face.
Yeah, I found it, man. Oh, this is good. Here. It's in Walls Fall Out.
What do you mean it's in Walls Fall Out?
You'll recognize it.
Hey, everybody. What's up? What's up, Kendo?
Did you get the link I sent you?
I'm closing out my shit first. Hold on. Yes, I got your link.
So good.
It's called Burn Teen Dougie Part 2. That?
Yeah, watch it. Oh, you'll recognize it.
Right. It's a little slow right now. My grumhole.
Kendo, you know.
Go, honey. Get up. Oh, another fucking commercial. These people don't realize. Okay.
Yo, what's good, yo? This your boy Kid Dog again. What's up with it? I'm back with another Dougie video.
Really?
Part two. This is the remix, you know, to my version. So this time, I'm doing it. I'm going to try to do it better than last time, all right?
Okay.
I know I've been practicing, so I want y'all to check it out and tell me what y'all think. Hopefully, I get more views
still
this time.
Video.
All right?
Aight.
So here we go.
Can do anything. Filthy on the TV.
Do you like his hair better out or short?
His arms look nice. Why he all greased up?
That's his burn.
Why is he shopping?
Cheryl, I have a question. I have to pause it. This kind of reminds me of Queen of Vagina video because he has a picture behind him. But what is that a picture of? He's standing. It's not his graduation, is it? Is it like a tank?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Is he doing karaoke?
Got tired. My hair is laid back.
Well, where are these Madison videos? Okay, Rob sent us $10. Thank you. Oh, that was today's March 8th. Yeah, it was today.
You didn't tell me about donations.
It just fucking happened, you dumb bitch. Jesus Christ. God, you're really...
$10.
So we got $10. That's good for, like, a hang-up. You can leave a message for somebody for $10.
No. No calls.
Come on!
I'm not doing any calls yet.
Okay, yet. I can deal with yet, yeah. Mm-hmm. So no calls. I just want to look at her face. Love that face.
Remember when you put that with a bomb on and got moved? I can't believe that was taken down. It was so good.
What about that new fatty video with the tape on her glasses? What's her name?
She's not new. She's the one that's saying,
Right, but there was a new... But she did a new video this week, didn't she? With duct tape on her glasses?
Yeah.
What's her name again? Duct. Is it duct tape?
I don't know. She's amazing.
I need to get centered.
All right, let's hear it. I can take it. I could poop into a condom, and then I could freeze it, and then I could fuck you with it. I've done that before.
Okay. Now, what did you want to? What am I supposed to do?
I sent you a fucking
link. Don't yell at me.
The thing you were looking for.
Oh, the fanny with the glasses?
It's a good thing you got a MacBook Air. What a great computer. Great for production and doing coding and video.
The song Here's to Tonight by Eve Six. So deny, so I lie. Are you now another time? In a day, and a day, love, I'm gonna be gone for good again. Are you willing to be had? Are you cool with just tonight? Here's a toast to all those who hear me all too well. Here's to the nights we felt alive. Here's to the tears you knew you'd cry. Here's to goodbye. Tomorrow's gonna come too soon. Too soon.
Too soon is right. Now, this is the one, I think we've seen this, where she's bald or it's her retarded brother or something. Did we see? They both look like South Park characters. It's really...
Hello, everybody.
Jesus.
This is Chris Athey. You only been on my
Facebook.
YouTube account so many hundreds of times, so you should know who I am by now.
Actually,
I'm heading on my way back from Columbus, Ohio.
My bodily brother.
We were up there visiting my mom, who is in Ohio State University Hospital. I am in my aunt Alice's van.
Oh my God, Cheryl.
And there's Jordan. Say hi, Jordan.
Cheryl, that's just... He looks not only like a South Park character, but he looks exactly like her.
And that's Alice. And here's the road.
Here's the road.
And there went a big truck.
She's really good with the camera. You gotta admit that. Cheryl, what are you doing? I know you're watching something else. I can hear you. Share it with the class.
What?
Share it with the class. What you're watching. I can hear you. It's not nice. Cheryl,
it's a product called Dump Cakes.
Just give it. Did you give me the link?
It's an Etsy on TV.
Okay, we're going to watch Dump Cakes.
It's a fatty who makes Dump Cakes.
Oh, I have a new fatty video in the holder. Thank you for reminding me. The secret holder. The secret holder. We can watch that. Remind me to play it after Dump Cakes. Okay.
You love delicious homemade desserts, but recipes can be complicated and take so long to make. Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with my new Dump Cake Cookbook. Forget measuring. Now you can easily make homemade desserts in minutes. It's as simple as dump and bake.
Easily.
Delicious desserts every time, guaranteed. Watch this. Start with fruit, dump on your favorite cake mix, and finish with a can of soda. Or you can use diet for a guilt-free dessert. Then just bake it in the oven for a delicious raz and peach dump cake. Oh, so scrumptious. Your kids will devour this s'mores chocolate cake in a skillet. And easy? Here's the cake mix. Just dump on the good stuff. Chocolate chips, marshmallows, even chocolate cookies. Bake and voila, the best dessert ever. Now here's one of my favorites. Just dump syrup, sugar, cinnamon, and nuts in a pan, and then just layer in some biscuits for fresh, warm, sticky buns. Just like Grandma used to make.
It really is mistake-proof. You just dump and bake. I never knew homemade desserts could be this easy.
You don't need to spend hours to make homemade cakes. Get my Dump Cake Cookbook today for only $10, and you too can make 5-star desserts in a flash. But wait, call now and get my amazing Dump Dinner Cookbook. Easy to make meals in minutes, like my deeply delish pizza.
Mm-mm.
Or my hearty beef and pasta dump dish. Don't even brown the beef. Dump in uncooked pasta and sauce, top with cheese and cook. Your family will want a second helping.
But wait, call right now and you can also get our Organic Fry Pan. With Organic Rennet coating, even burnt on caramel wipes right off and scorched cheese comes off in seconds. It's the perfect pan for dump cakes. You'll get both cookbooks, Dump Cakes and Dump Dinners, plus the Organic Fry Pan for $10. Here's how to order. Shh.
Where's the goddamn number? Cheryl. I don't see the goddamn numby.
What are we calling about this one? Magic Mash.
We need to get these dump cakes, Cheryl. Here, customer Packing service. Homes. Here it is. Here, we're going to call them. You're going to ask for dump cakes.
Is it interesting? Yeah, I've seen on TV, and if it is, don't call them yet, because we need a bunch of products to ask about.
Cheryl, come on.
I said I would call, but we need a number of products.
I want to call now. I can't wait.
No, Madge.
God damn it.
You got to make it worth a while. What questions do you have about this product?
What can you dump on it?
What?
I don't know. It's kind of like, it's already a joke, so I don't know what to ask. Let's see.
Excuse me?
Well, of course, you have a prolapse, and you would like to know if you can dump your lips. Ask her if she's seen walls fall out. Because you want to make a recipe like they saw in the video. Walls Fall Out is a recipe using a Walls Fall Out is an instructional cooking video where they show how to make dump cakes with a slightly small modification of the recipe. You'd like to know if you can use the Walls Fall Out recipe with the dump dinners and the Orgreenic frying pan, which is 8 inches.
Yeah.
And your laps, you're not sure if your laps...
Man, you're so unhelpful, but let me see.
You're not sure
you're the worst at doing this stuff. And
you're not sure if your laps will fit in it.
Light angel, what is this?
I don't know. Ask the chat room. Dump okay. And bake.
Hot designs.
I don't know. I don't know. You got raped, Peter Tony.
Seal clear. Maybe I can use this in my lamps.
I wish Deborah were here because I really wanted to do the BOGO rape at a Shoney's food truck. Would you be interested in that, Cheryl? Or you don't do BOGOs?
I don't do BOGO.
Okay. So what do you want to do then?
Oh, this is a good one.
What?
Flex seal.
You gonna send me the commercial first?
Can this be used on and this product looks really nice. I have a few leaks in my bathroom.
What?
Okay, and then do you know whether this can be used in a medical setting?
Ask her if she knows what a prolapse is.
I have a lot of black friends who like to get butt implant. And after surgery, after the procedure,
Tabler, he is the Hulk.
Or Brandon Hulk, if you want.
Okay, guys, normally I would give all the shout-outs, because, heck, normally I'm the only one here.
Yep.
But since the big dude's here today, he's going to give a few of the shout-outs, and I'll give a couple special shout-outs.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Ooh. Yeah, first off, let me show you this. Boom, 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 boom. Hulk smash. Hi, y'all. And now...
Jesus Christ.
I want to see if I can get back here a little bit and show you.
Good Christ.
See, here's my Hulk pants.
Oh, my God.
Here's another view. Here's another.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Now you see my purple pants. Cool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What are you gonna hate, man?
Oh my God!
What are you watching?
Oh, I wasn't showing it, Cheryl. You gotta see this.
What is?
It's horrible face.
I am a zombie soldier, and it's big.
Just watch it. It's really good.
It's not Brandon Tabler.
It's her friend.
The Hulk.
I thought it was
Brandon Hulk. If you want.
Okay, guys. Normally, I would give all the shout-outs, because heck, normally. I'm the only one here.
I'm just gonna skip.
See, here's my Hulk. Get back here a little bit.
Wait.
Boom, boom. Hulk smash! Hiya! And now, I want to see if I can get back here a little bit and show you. Ta-da! See, here's my Hulk pants.
Oh.
Here's another view. Here's another.
His Hulk pants. Okay. He's
now
got titties.
My purple pants. Cool. Yeah. So I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Woohoo! Yeah. And so, here it is. We got three different shout outs
What is this?
That they wanted to be included specifically.
Is he wearing black things?
And then there's a couple
the
special
Hulk.
For her. So, my three are, and she asked for this, all three of them, Louise, Rainbow, and Bianca. She's been wanting hers for a good little while now, so. So.
Dude.
Okay, and I'll think I'll take it from here, big dude, let me.
Yes.
I'd like to give a shout out to
Timmy
a friend of mine on Facebook, Freddy Bear. You know who you are.
Yes.
And also I'd like to give a shout out, because there's been so many of these people asking me, all my friends on Facebook who wanted a shout out, here you go, in a special Halloween video. Now, here comes Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I need to be friends on Facebook with her. Did you see his bleep old pants?
We both lie silent still in the dead of the night. We both fly close together. We feel miles apart in time. Wasn't something I said, something I did in my world.
Christ.
Every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn.
God, they're awful.
Why are you playing that?
Every night.
I'm waiting for you. You were like doing stuff. What am I supposed to do? Masturbate?
Yeah.
What are we doing then? Oh, I was going to play the fatty from the secret grum from the secret person.
Okay.
Okay, I need to switch grum holder vision to another channel. Okay, let's so I can find it. I think it's something about a man with testicles or something. Let me see. Yeast. Oh, no, it's not in yeast because it's in my secret double holder that you don't have access to. No offense. Double holder. Rilch Escape. Oh, you've seen this one, right? Jeez, that's awful. You saw that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Britain's 70... Saving Britain's 70 Stone Man. Have you seen it?
What?
Saving Britain's 70 Stone Man.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, good.
Sounds exciting.
Well, I've got it here. It's from the Trump... Oh, he's enormous and he's crying. Okay, let's get this going. He's crying. Can't go wrong with that, huh? I don't know if my VLC is going to play it, though. It's an MPG. Whatever that
means. And welcome back to Cinema Phone. My name is Jean. I'll be your spinner for the next 30 minutes. Let's move.
30 minutes?
He didn't take the commercials out. I'd rather watch the fucking roulette.
Well, you can kind of fast forward, man. Mm. Cake dumps.
A lot of lotto.
If you want to take advantage of any of the bonus.
Now there's some poppy. This is ridiculous. What, you're so busy? Oh, here.
And can he fight his way back from the brink?
Wait a second. We need to see a little bit back. I think that's our favorite voiceover lady, isn't it? 38 Stone. BMB.
It really is an astonishing story now on Channel 5. Meet Keith and his 70 Stone problem.
All right,
this is Keith Martin.
He's 42 years old, weighs 70 stone, and has hardly left his house in 11 years, or his bed in over two.
One, two.
Oh, this looks like a good grandma ain't seen.
To stand a chance of getting his life back. He needs to stand
okay.
up.
That's okay, you did well.
For the first time in over 2 years.
38 stone.
Jesus Christ.
We'll try one more time, yeah? One, two.
Ah! Damn it!
How did Keith get here?
Right.
And can he fight his way back from the brink?
Yeah. Imagine how much that fire smells.
Imagine they don't smell.
You don't know that.
The world first learned about Keith Martin in early 2012. Weighing in at almost 70 stone, he was branded the world's fattest man and splashed across the front pages. Keith appeared on a Channel 5 documentary following a team of eight as they battled to get him back into his house.
You all right, Keith?
It was the first time he'd been outside in over a decade. And he almost didn't make it back in.
Okay, you got it? Okay. There we go. All right.
By allowing the cameras into his life, Keith got the chance to see himself as others see him.
All right.
All right. I didn't realise I was that big.
All right, do you want to do it in bits or...?
Yeah,
I'll certainly be disgusted with alcohol. Let myself get that.
Okay, hold on. So there's papers where he's on the front page saying world's fattest man, and he didn't know he was that big?
He's not.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. But on the other hand, it helped me realise. Because now I look at that and I think, I'm not going to be like that anymore.
Is it? No.
Someone says that it smells like rubber tires and Swiss cheese.
Cheryl, I'm going to say what you typed to me on Skype because that is so
rude. I didn't
rude.
Type anything to you.
Cheryl, don't deny it.
Okay.
You said, is that Twinkle Boy?
Man.
Keith's desire for change has come after over a decade of being stuck in one room and one bed because of his weight.
That's awful.
I wake up around about 8:30 for the rest of the time. I'm either awake, playing a game, or I'm asleep. The plan is get back to normal and start working.
I'm not even going to look at my Skype window anymore, Cheryl.
I want to be like everybody else. You know, you're short some
horrible
guy stuck in his bed all day playing videos. I'm not sure that sounds fun. Believe me, after a while, it isn't fun.
As Keith has become too big to walk, to wash,
too
or even go to the loo, he has become utterly dependent on his older sister, Tina, who is his full-time carer.
Right, unfortunately, because Keith can't get up to go to the toilet, he has to have help under him. And this is my job to do, make sure that he doesn't soil the sheets or anything.
He's got a lot of nappies.
Unfortunately, we have to put these under him. This is just routine.
Sure.
Right. So when you're ready? Ready?
Girls, okay. I think he said girls.
Okay, there we are, there we are, there we are. It's okay.
This helper looks pretty special herself.
Okay.
I like her glasses. They look like your glasses, man.
I know, they're pretty.
Tina also looks after their sister Sharon, who has special needs.
Oh.
But Tina can't do everything herself.
She better be wild.
Good morning.
Because of Keith's size, a team of council-funded carers visit twice a day, every day, at a cost of around £40,000 a year to bathe him and care for his skin.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
He just has to move, and he bleeds.
Oh.
Keith's sheer size and unhealthy diet has led to his skin becoming thin and fragile, so it splits easily.
I'm sick of being like this. I'm sick of causing so much trouble. And I'm frustrated because I know the only person to blame is me. All those years wasted. And I'm not going to waste any more of it.
Tina's role as Keith's carer is one she first took on in childhood, while their mother battled ill health.
Basically, my mum started getting ill. It was like, I was...
Okay, this is the part where they blame somebody for his weight gain, because it's never his fault.
There to pick up the slack. And Keith being the baby, which he hates being called the baby, somebody had to... Excuse me, but he doesn't like this. Change his... nappies and everything like that. So I've done that from an early age.
Keith grew up into an unruly teenager.
When I was a teenager, I wasn't very nice. Anyone told me to do this, I'd do the opposite.
And it was on a visit home from a residential school that his mum's condition worsened.
Mum was supposed to have gone to the hospital.
Oh, stop showing those boils.
Going back to school. Being selfish then, you know. And
then that,
when I went to school, she went back into the hospital and she didn't come out.
Twinkling.
I felt to blame.
Keith's feelings of guilt had a profound effect on his behaviour.
Started doing stupid things and dangerous things.
Like jumping out of the car, off the roof, onto the flatbed of the lorry. Going down the motorway at 30 miles an hour.
Oh, God, darling, I don't care. That's why I started eating.
Cheryl, we got $5 from Mike V.
Excuse me.
Mike V from Washington? You know him.
Oh,
he gave us $5.
Well, that was good.
And whenever something upset me, I'd then eat more.
Food became Keith's chosen weapon of self-harm. At his worst, Keith estimates he was eating over 10,000 calories a day. That is at the limit of what a human being can consume.
Nicky eats 15,000.
A tray full of eggs fried.
Tray full.
That's what, 24 eggs in a tray? You know, it'd be 12 sausages for a breakfast for Sandge, or 12 sausages and bacon for dinner. You know, a load of fizzy drink in the meantime.
Instagram.
And then basically sort of like crisp snacks.
I always love crisps.
I felt like it.
As Keith's weight soared, he carried on cooking for himself until he was unable to stand up.
It took a while for me to realise what an idiot I was. And by then it was almost too late.
Ugh. Ugh.
He's worried that he's not going to have a future. He keeps thinking of what the doctor says, that if he doesn't lose the weight, then in 2 years he could die. And it scares him. It really scares him.
He's scared. I mean, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm scared, but I won't tell him that.
Years of overeating have taken their toll, and Keith is in a critical condition.
Look at that diagram.
His heart is under immense strain.
See his penis.
Pumping blood around a body that is the weight of 7 men.
Oh, my God.
A person of healthy weight has a BMI, or body mass, between 18 and 24.
Oops.
Keith, though, has a staggering BMI of 155.
Jesus.
This classes him as mega obese.
Hold on.
And that's
we need a new level. Is that mega obese, but it's still housebound, so it might be the same.
Oh, no, it's like, what is that, guy, what's his name, mega...
Scrotum?
Kim.obese, mega upload.
Yes, mega obese, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a dot obese, you know, master domain.
Realized how bad things have got. Keith's now desperate to lose weight and regain his independence.
Now I'm eating more fish, chicken... If you said to me 5-10 years ago that I'd be eating like this, I'd have laughed at you. My idea of a healthy diet was a plate of chips. You know, now, well, I shudder at some of the things I used to eat.
Chips.
But Keith is worried that he doesn't have enough time to lose enough weight to save himself.
You may.
Desperate to explore other options, Keith wants to know if weight loss surgery could save him. He's put in touch with specialist obesity nurse Tony Jenkins.
She's
the perfect place to help.
At my heaviest, I was just shy of 22 stone. And once I'd had surgery myself, I realised there were quite a lot of people out there that weren't getting any help. I think he's probably got himself into a bit of a black
hole.
Like the rest of the world, Tony has to come to Keith.
Hi, Keith. I'm Tony. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Got yourself into a bit of a pickle, really, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
And I think we just need to get you some life back. Just to be able to sort of make yourself your own cup of tea, pop down the paper shop and buy the copy of the newspaper and do your own thing. I think whatever operations you had would significantly improve your life. I would certainly expect you to lose probably about 20 stone.
That's all right.
And that in itself was probably going to be enough to get you out of the bed.
Yeah.
But all the operations do is help you to change. They don't do it for you.
No, I know that. No. I want to... do this for me.
It has to be something you feel that would be right for you.
It's either this or dying. And I ain't gonna die yet.
He's very much at the larger end of the scale, and I think that there are surgeons, even those that do a lot of weight loss surgery, would be reluctant to take him on.
Jesus, those stretch marks.
At over 70 stone...
Hold on, I gotta change my bladder sling.
Seriously?
Yeah, I gotta change my bladder sling, and my transvaginal mesh is all gummed up.
Do I really have to hold?
Considered for surgery in the UK, making any operation incredibly risky. Has he left it too late?
I really hope that there's a surgeon out there that's got the courage to take Keith on, because I think if he gets his operation, I think it'll absolutely transform his life.
Size really does matter.
I would rather be thin and alone.
When weight isn't all you lose.
Thanks for taking the commercials out, Mr. X. I have some really good album art for this Grum already.
Lisa Spitzer, MS Debbie, a vaginal mesh medical social worker.
Okay, give me the number. Give me the mesh number.
Are you sure we should call her?
Yes.
What should I ask her about? Then my wool's falling out. Have you seen the video? And, yeah. It's got a terrible medical condition.
And you got raped at a Shoney's food truck.
They don't have food trucks.
Doesn't matter. They don't really get raped in Shoney's parking lots and give abortions either. God.
You've reached the helpline. Please hold on.
Will. Helpline.
The girls will be staying within a...
Helpline.
You have reached the helpline. Are you looking for a lawyer or a doctor?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
I'm sorry, sir. What's that again?
That's correct, ma'am.
Hello?
I'd like some help. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you?
Well, I've got this horrible medical condition called a prolapse. Are you familiar?
No, I'm from the service line. Would you like to have a lawyer call you back?
No, I'd like to talk to somebody. Is this the helpline?
Yes, but you've reached the operator for them.
Okay, well, so for the past few years, my mesh has been all gummed up, kind of like tuna fish in a screen door. And I was at a Shoney's last week and had this incident where all of these men came after me and they punctured my mesh and made a mess all over the pavement. It looked like a can of tuna fish had been exploded all over the pavement. And now I have horrible pain in my mesh. It's puncturing my prolapse. Sylvia Brown, rest her soul, told me that Kegels would fix it. It did not. And so I got the mesh and the bladder sling and all this. Are you familiar with the video Walls Fall Out?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, look it up on YouTube when you get a chance. It's about me and my my vaginal mesh story. It's very educational. I'm very much wondering whether there's anything I can do. Maybe I can sue Shoney's for putting me in that situation in their parking lot and not helping with cleaning up the mesh screen that was all over the pavement. Is that something that you might be able to help with, honey? Because, maybe I can sue Sylvia even though she's dead.
What is your name?
My name's Cheryl Murkowski.
Cheryl, would you like to speak to a lawyer or and have them call you back? Would you like to?
Yeah, I'd like to speak to a doctor.
Oh, you need to speak to a doctor?
Yeah.
Okay. How to spell your name, Cheryl?
Well, my given name is Cheryl, and the last name is Nickadoodle.
how to spell that, please?
N-I-K-K-K-A-D-O-O-D-L-E.
N-I-K-K-A-D-O-O-D-L-E?
That's correct.
Okay, and what is your phone number, area code first?
Okay. my phone number is 312-928-0549. So that's, yeah.
I didn't get your phone number. 312-928.
N-I-N-E-T-W-O-E-I-G-H-T-Z-E-R-O.
I was asking for your phone number.
Yeah, I was spelling it for you.
Do you spell phone numbers? It's just numbers. So let me just have the last four.
My social security number? Are you sure you need that yet?
No, your telephone number.
Oh, okay. My phone number. So that's ZeroFYVEFO.
No, that's your phone number. Give me the last four, ma'am.
I am giving you the last four.
You're spelling it out.
Well, I want to make sure you get it, honey. I found it works the best. Did you get it?
Let me just...
Okay. You okay, honey?
I'm okay, ma'am.
Okay. I hope I'm not ruining your Saturday night. I mean, mine was ruined at the Shoney's the other day when they exploded my mesh all over the place. All this tuna fish. It smelled horrible. Oh, I just smell it. Oh, it smelled like fish and something rotten, like poop. Yeah.
So,
yeah, sometimes my mesh fills with feces and it gets filtered through like a smooth screen. And it makes, you know, like when you push Play-Doh through a screen, it ain't right. So that's why I need a doctor. I don't think there's also supposed to be feces in my vagina, that maybe that's normal. I don't know.
Ma'am?
Yep.
Do you want a lawyer to call you back or a doctor?
Do you have a doctor that's also a lawyer? My friend Sylvia, she said doctors, lawyers, psychics, we all make mistakes.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
I'm asking you.
Do you know about Sylvia Brown? Do you know Sylvia Brown?
No.
No, she was an amazing psychic. Yep.
I suggest that you call again tomorrow, okay?
Why? You can't help me?
You won't give me your phone number.
She gave it to you. Do you want me to give it to you again?
Okay, well, let me have it.
312-928-0549. 9.
Just let me have the last four. What is it? 0.
This is Cheryl. You need me to spell my last name again? Oh, no. No. Man?
Huh?
Turn this horrible video off.
What's wrong, honey? Did she hang up?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, but this video...
the whole time.
Yes, it was inspiring to me. How's this woman gonna pee?
When you were talking about the fish through the screen, I had it playing the screen with the fish. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. That was one of the best. I really liked that you spelled it, made it, you kept spelling it.
She was, that's what you wanted me to do. I wasn't sure.
That is what I wanted you to do. She was so irritated, and you kept doing it. It was hysterical.
That's a good new one.
She was getting so angry at you. Annoying.
No, don't spell it. Give me the last four digits. You don't spell a phone number, do you?
No. I assume, as is the usual custom, that you want me to call her back now and ask why she hung up on you?
I believe we're disconnected.
Yeah, I believe so.
Thank you.
All right. And I didn't even have to mute myself this time.
You've reached the helpline. Please hold on.
Hello? Thank you for calling the helpline. Are you looking for a lawyer or a doctor?
I like both.
Okay.
So,
how can I help?
Well, I've got this horrible medical condition called a prolapse. I just talked to somebody there, and she was very rude, and she hung up on me.
Okay, what was your name?
My name is Miss Nicodoodle. Yeah.
Okay. One moment, I'm trying to see. Did you leave a message?
Well, I don't know this woman. She wouldn't even listen to my story. And
okay, I've got Cheryl this... Nicodoodle?
Nicodoodle, yes. It's me.
Okay.
I don't know what that woman's problem was. She was being very rude.
What is your email address?
My email address?
Yes.
Oh, are you going to send me... I want to be very careful about who I give my email to.
It will not be used for any spam. However, if you do not provide us with an email address, your call will not be returned.
Oh. So is someone going to be emailing me?
They provide you, it's so that they can easily send you any information that's needed. Depending on what your case or why you're calling, they may provide you with information. They may email you, say, if it's something that they're not able to assist with, they may email you information for somebody who can assist you with that. So, but it's not something that's used for spam, and it's not sold to anyone or anything else like that.
Okay. Can I mean, I don't use email a lot.
Well, if you don't leave an email, then your call will not...
Can I give you my friend's email? Because I don't really have an email address. I mean, she's got an email, and I'm sure she'd give it to me.
Okay, so, if you want to get that from her.
Okay.
And ask her if it's okay.
I'm sure it's fine. It is. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, it is bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. So you can guess she's a lesbian, very proud of it.
It's, what was the first word?
Bloated. B-L-O-A-T-E-D, lesbian@gmail.com.
Okay, and phone number with area code, please.
My phone number, it is 312-928-045-FOURNINE49. Okay.
Okay, and how did you hear about us?
I searched on the internets and found a wonderful website.
What city and state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, and the reason for your call, please.
Well, I had a medical condition called a prolapse. I guess I still have it. they added some vaginal mesh and a sling, and I was at in a Shoney's parking lot about a week ago, and was had an incident with some men who were not very nice. They punctured my mesh. And I had been having issues for a few weeks with some oily, green, kind of like, looked like tuna fish coming out of the opening and into the screen and was stuck into the screen. And so when they punctured the mesh, it flew all over the parking lot, hit a windshield. The person almost hit me because they couldn't see. It was a huge mess. So I want to know, you know, first of all, can I get this repaired? Can I sue Shoney's, the psychic Sylvia Brown? Oh, she hung up.
She did.
Why? Why did she hang up? Why would she hang up?
I don't know.
Do we need to call Bangkok?
Yes.
I mean, it was my email address.
I'm sure it was a simple mistake. She must have accidentally cut the...
Why weren't you paying attention to my Skype messages?
I was on the bed setting...
Off the screen, it's horrible.
I was on the bed with Trotsky.
Well,
oh, you don't like... Attention. You didn't like my video?
Okay.
You don't like the video?
Can we watch? This is horrible. Man, this is like female genital mutilation.
Cheryl, this is vaginal mesh surgery.
Yeah,
it's appropriate.
You have reached the helpline. I'm looking for a lawyer or a doctor.
Hi, I believe I was disconnected. I was speaking with somebody.
Yes,
hello.
Ma'am.
I believe I was disconnected. I was in the middle of an intake.
What were you doing? I just spoke to a man.
I don't know.
What is your name? Are you Mrs. Hold on. What is your last name again?
Nicodoodle.
All right, let me connect you, ma'am. Stand the line.
Thank you.
Marketing Attorney Network referrals. I may help you.
Hi, I was calling about my vaginal mesh and prolapse situation.
Okay. Can I have your name?
My name is Esther, and also go by Cheryl, and Nickadoodle.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Cheryl or Esther, I go by both first names, whatever you prefer. My last name is Nickadoodle. Like Yankee Doodle. Yeah.
Get it right. Okay, well, actually, what is the reason for the call?
So I am having a very serious medical condition called a prolapse. And so I had the vaginal mesh, and I think that they put a sling in as well. Excuse me, I've got this horrible
cold. How can I help you?
Well, so I had this incident at a Shoney's about a week ago in the parking lot. I've had this, well, it's been going on for a few months. I have this horrible discharge and discomfort and pain. And it looks like tuna fish in a screen door. And so I was assaulted in a Shoney's parking lot, and they caused my mesh to tear. So it was even more painful. And the insult came out into the parking lot. Very embarrassing. The manager of the Shoney's made fun of me when I came in. They made up nicknames and all this. So I'm wondering whether, you know, maybe their food gave me some kind of infection. I eat there every Tuesday.
Okay. Are you looking to get assistance from a lawyer?
I'm looking for that. I'm looking for a doctor to fix my lapse. I mean, I'm very well known for my walls falling out, so I don't want it completely fixed, but, you know, I don't want it to be painful.
Can I have your complete, your real name, please?
My name is Esther Nickadoodle.
Is that your real name, or is that a made-up name?
No, that's my name.
Okay, do you mind spelling your last name for me, Dan?
Sure. N-I-C-K-K-K-A-D-O-O-D-L-E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have an email address that we can send you some information at?
Yes, but I don't really use email a lot. My friend Madge is very into this technology stuff. I'm not so good at it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so here's your cell phone number, please.
Yes. 312-928-0054. N-I-N-E, as in 9.
Okay, so that's 312-928-0549?
Correct.
Okay, and how did you hear about Attorney Networks for Pro?
I saw it in the interwebs.
I'm sorry, where?
The internets.
Okay. And what is the city and state where the issue is located?
That's Chicago, Illinois.
Can I have the zip code, please?
I think it's 60613.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What type of attorney do you need?
Well, one who has experience with mesh, maybe if they're, you know, have experience suing Shoney's. Horrible food. Got me sick.
Okay.
I mean, even when they got BOGO.
So you think you were food poisoned?
I mean, maybe. I don't know if, you know, that's some kind of poisoning, you know, that where you get. It looked like tuna fish in a screen door. I mean, really, really horrible. And you can't even wash that out of the screen.
Okay, and what is the chief complaint then?
Well, I guess the horrible discharge, the smell. It smells like the worst rotting fish, and there's feces coming out of my opening. And I don't think that's normal, but that's been happening for years. So there's that. The prolapse, it's still coming out.
Okay.
Like a rose.
All right. I will forward your information to one of our attorneys. They will be getting back to you very soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, honey.
Okay. You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye, honey.
Goodbye.
Oh, that's so nasty. This Navy training film where they're showing venereal diseases.
Man, what did you think about my call? Were you even listening?
Of course I was listening. No, that was very nice.
They're going to email you.
Yeah. I'm sure they really will.
He seemed to not believe my last name.
I know. Well, it has 3 Ks. 3 Ks, Cheryl. That's not normal. I don't think there's such things as a name with 3 Ks.
Excuse me. Oh, this is a nice website.
What's that? Oh, did you see that super ugly one I sent you today? About really ugly people or something?
No. But I think you like this video instead of the one you're watching.
Oh my God, Cheryl.
Yes! This was sent to me.
This is called Jake the Toilet Fag. Oh, I have. Somebody sent me some voicemails while we were giving these, so I gotta play. Chuckle. Alright, I'll play this first.
Oh, it's a wonderful mesh story.
It's great. It really was the best mesh story ever. Now, what's this duty head doing? Is that really duty? Cheryl, is that really duty or not? I don't think so.
Alex.
He's writing fag on his chest with duty.
It's you.
It is not me. I know that pain is. Okay, he just does this. He doesn't talk, Cheryl. How long do we have to watch this for? I like my vaginal mesh surgery better.
She's a duty hound.
Esther McDoodles, I have a very important scoop that my good friend Andrea Mitchell and her husband Alan Greenspan fan uncovered.
Oh, this is so
important. It's very important. I'll give you the information there. This is very covert. Bye.
And here I got a news story to read you.
Okay.
Headline: customer suing over Shoney's soup gets just $407. West Palm Beach. A customer who sued a Shoney's restaurant for serving him the wrong soup, I think this is Dee Dee, can't blame the restaurant chain for his nightmares over the incident. A jury decided Donald Johnson sought $55,346 from the restaurant chain, saying his allergic reaction to the clam chowder left him with psychological and sleep disorders. Instead, the jury calculated his damages at $407, rejecting his claims for pain and suffering. I thought it was a silly case, Shoney's attorney Charles Rice said after the verdict. He said the chain offered Johnson $1,000 in 1999 as a nuisance settlement. He said he went to the emergency room with breathing problems in 95 after he tasted what he thought was potato soup.
What was it?
He thought it was potato.
Yeah, but what was it really?
During the four-day trial, Rice argued that the anxiety and sleep-disordered claims by Johnson could have resulted from his traumatic life, including a prison term for sexual activity with a child under age 12.
Jesus Christ.
And his public listing as a sexual predator. Oops, guess he shouldn't have went to trial. It's pretty good. Okay, and then there was one more news story, I believe, also about Shoney's. Man, so this headline is as follows. Lax sued Denny's, Shoney's restaurant, for discrimination. I can't read it. It's too smooth.
My diet consists of fish.
Okay, so it's been requested that we call a Chinese restaurant and order a duty platter.
Fish.
Stop it with the fish. Man, this review is pretty good of this restaurant. Terrible. We ordered sweet and sour chocolate. The chicken is sweet and sour. It was doughy and mushy. The fried rice was flavorless. Keep in mind, I'm 9 months pregnant and will pretty much eat anything. Update, I went in labor the next day. Eat this if you need to expel a tiny human from your body.
Okay, so use that review to be you, you know what I mean?
I came in there yesterday.
Except you aborted.
I had a tiny fetus expelled from my body. Not through abortion. Your food caused me to abort my baby.
And what did you have?
I didn't want to abort it until Monday.
What did you have?
Lemon pepper chicken.
Lemon pepper chicken. Went there with a coupon. The lady working there knew nothing about coupons. We asked her, can't she ask someone else? And she said, no. We suggested her to check online. She said, no internet. She turned around and went to answer the phone. This is an unprofessional place, and in a city like Chicago with so many Chinese restaurants, I'll never again lose my time to go there.
Pickle. There. Pickle.
It's a good review.
Ma'am, can you hang up while you're doing that? I don't need to hear that.
Who? Where did y'all call for that?
Ma'am, can you hang up while you're doing that? Okay. Ma'am, can you hang up the phone, please?
Oh, my Lord. Girls.
Ma'am, where's can you hang up while you're doing Deborah that? Wilkerson I don't need to tonight. Hear that.
She's working with the Shoney's.
Are you going to judge me?
Ma'am, can you hang up while you're doing that? I don't need to hear that.
Take me. Take me. Take all of me.
I like it when she says, make me whole.
Yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't need to hear you doing that. You can't hang up the phone.
Can you call the 700 Club again?
Oh, my God. You totally read my mind. That's, you totally read my mind.
You're experiencing very high call volume.
Oh, you fucking...
Please try your call again later, and may God bless you.
They say that every time. They've got my number, too. Okay, fuck you.
No.
Hello,
I'm at you. Hi, is this Lama Chai calling me fine?
Hello?
Hi, I was in there last week and I think I left my vaginal mesh there. Do you have it in Lost and Found?
For tonight?
Yeah, Lost and Found vaginal mesh.
You know the which table?
What table was I at? The one by the window, I think. You have it?
Like, what color?
It's like silver. It might have blood on it. Colin? Blood.
You know what color?
It's silver with some red, like blood. It might smell like fish. You know. You see it?
That's a one. I don't know. Maybe
vaginal
tomorrow
mesh.
Is coming. Yeah, I have one.
You don't smell fish?
No.
Okay. Do you have the Bori special or the duty planner this evening?
I don't know. Sorry.
You don't know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you sure you don't have it? Duty no. Planner? Birdie special?
No.
You don't serve fetus?
You know, one time you come in here for the close tonight.
Oh, do you offer any other services?
I have for the one, right?
Oh, you want to play with my clips? You know? You want to play with my clips?
Okay.
Lemon pepper chicken.
Oh, yes, we want to order you lemon pepper chicken. Hello? Lemon pepper chicken. No.
You want to play with my pussy whales.
Why did you ruin it? I was going to get into her.
Sorry, I didn't know you were going to say pepper, that you were going to ask her to play with your pussy.
If you said it in the chat, I would have said lemon pepper chocolate. But I wanted to ask her about if she's ever eaten another woman's pussy out.
You need to call and say that your lips are burning because you ate lemon pepper chicken.
Let's call a different one.
A different
we're
one.
We're gonna call Chen's.
Ed, tell her the mesh fish smells like the fish they serve with the head on it in a clay pot.
Hi, thank you for calling Chen's and also, how may I help you?
Hi, I believe that I left my vaginal mesh by the window seat over there.
What's that?
Well, so the other day I was in there and I think I left something. And I also had a complaint. I ordered the lemon pepper chocolate and I wanted it not spicy. And my lips are still burning from it. It was so spicy.
I'll give you a phone number where you could call and check if they found your last item.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so 773.
Okay.
537.
Okay.
4452.
And what is that?
The front desk.
The front desk. Okay, and what about the my lips burning from the lamb on top of chocolate?
What food was it again? Was it a drink you said?
Lemon pepper chocolate.
We don't have that, so I'm guessing you're calling the wrong number.
You don't have lemon pepper chocolate?
Nope.
Well, must have just, you know, okay. All right, I'll call about my vaginal mesh. Thank you.
Thank you.
Harley Cornwall, how can I help you?
Hi, I was told to call you about, I have a lost item. I lost some vaginal mesh, I believe, the other day, and my purse.
Which location?
Downtown.
For John Barley Corner Malls?
No.
Which one?
Yep.
Which location?
The mall.
For malls?
Yeah. Jinx? No. Hello? Matt?
Yeah.
Okay, now where are we gonna call? I thought we were going to call somewhere else. We had some idea.
Yeah, you know what me and Deborah did twice, like, in the past 2 weeks? Like, so, I had to go to the 7-Eleven to buy ice cream. So I went to the 7-Eleven. I texted her when I got there. And that exact moment, she called the clerk and started asking him for, the prolapse ice cream.
Like, and you got to see it?
While I was there, yes. It was funny. And we did the same thing at Starbucks. So I was at the Starbucks, and I told her I'm there. So she called them and told them that she left her purse in the bathroom. And I made sure that they actually did. And then she called back, and, like, all three of them had to go in because she's like, I'm sure it's in there.
Hey, so I have, fun. Like, a feminine enough voice that I could pass as a woman on the phone, right?
Hello. Yeah, you want to call someone?
Well, then I was thinking maybe we could call that dating chat line, and Cheryl and I could be sisters, and I could be, you know, I'll start off.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Guys, press 1 to talk to women. Women, press 2 to talk to guys. This service is the fast, fun way to meet local guys. It's always free for women, and as a member, you can use features like hot listing to make it even easier to connect with the guys you choose. If you have a membership, please enter your number now. To learn about members' features or to sign up now, press 1. To continue without a membership, press 2. To go to the main menu, press... You need to record a greeting to introduce yourself to the other callers. If you're using a membership, it'll be saved for you to use again later. Let's record the name you want to use. When you send a message, your name will identify you to the other caller. Record your name.
Yeah,
after the
I'm going
to
do it. I'm Meryl.
Okay, time to create your greeting. Relax, take your time, have fun with it, and really express yourself. Because the best greetings get the most responses. Your greeting is the first thing the guys will hear about you, so here are some tips to help you make a great first impression. If you've heard these before, press any key to skip them. When you're ready to start recording, invalid entry. Ready to record? Press 1. To hear an example of a greeting, others might record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Hi, I'm Meryl. I'm kind of nervous. This is my first time to do this. I'm really into toilet action, pee play, etc. So if you're interested, I don't know.
If you're happy with your greeting, press 1. To hear how it's set, your greeting is now being reviewed by the moderator. There are 26 guys on the line. Connection.
So I'll start talking, and then I'll start coughing, and then after my coughing hits...
To connect live with this caller, press 1. Send a message or an icebreaker, press 2. Next greeting, press 3. Rate this caller or add them to your hot list, press 4. Return to the beginning of the greetings, press 5.
I don't know.
That caller is currently in a connection. To send them a message instead, press 1. To cancel and return to the greetings, press pound.
Ron?
Has sent you this message.
Yes.
Email or transvestite.
To connect live with this caller, press 1. Reply to the message or an icebreaker, press 2. Skip message, press 3. Rate this caller or add them to your hot list, press. Please record your invitation for this caller to join you in a private conversation. Record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
No, I'm just a little girl sitting down pooping my panty.
I quit it so hard.
That caller isn't ready to connect live at this time.
Hey, what's going on?
Has sent you this message.
Hey, Claire, where are you calling from?
To connect live with this caller, press 1. Reply with a message. Please record your invitation for this caller to join you in a private conversation. Record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Let's talk.
Here's how it sounds. Please hold while that caller listens to your connection request. That caller isn't ready to connect live at this time.
Hey, what's up? This is Anthony right here. Mexican and black male. Standing about 5'6". It's kind of short, but I'm okay. You know, medium build, clean cut, tattoos.
To unblock all callers, press 1. To change your greeting, press 2. Record your name after the tone.
Cheryl.
To unblock all callers, press 1. To change your greeting, press 2.
Hi, my name's Cheryl. I'm a young, smoky woman with a very strong personality and a flair for the, ever wondered what a prolapse was? Ever wanted to see these walls fall out? Do you like fish? Well, then I'm your girl. I'm looking for a man who knows what he likes, who will be able to control me, and is open to playing with my stinky woman clips. Let me know.
If you're happy with the greeting, press 1. Here I
go. Like
your greeting is now being reviewed by the moderator.
Yes.
To unblock all callers, press 1. To change the greeting, press 2.
Jeez, I was just filling my mouth up with your cuss. And I want to give you a compliment till I can taste your shit.
That's a good one.
Invalid entry. Skip this message. Press 3. To repeat this message and menu.
That's a good one.
Hey, what's up? This is Anthony right here. Mexican and black male. Standing ball 5. Hector.
Has sent you this message.
Hey, baby, what's up? I'm really into spanking.
Yes.
Please record your invitation for this caller to join you in a private conversation. Record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done. Here's how it sounds. Press 1 to accept it anytime. To accept your recording, press 1. Try again, press 2. Hear it again, press. Record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Yes.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 to accept it anytime. To accept your recording, press 1. Try again, press 2. Hear it again, press 9. To cancel recording, press the pound key. Please hold while that caller listens to your connection request. To cancel your request at any time, just press the pound key. That caller isn't ready to connect live at this time.
Hey, ladies, handsome gentlemen. In the sample.
Yeah, hey there, like you always can go there, go on to have some adult fun, call the sample volume, and basically we can go somewhere to...
Please record your invitation for this caller to join you in a private conversation. Record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Oh, you sound like a sexy man.
Here's how it sounds. Please hold while that caller listens to your connection request. To cancel your request at any time, just press the pound key.
They're listening to your request right now. Please hold a moment for their response. That caller isn't ready to connect live.
Oh, motherfucker.
Hello, I've talked to you. Please call me. Bye.
What?
To connect live with this caller, press please record your invitation for this caller to join you in a private conversation. Record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Yes, can you handle this?
Here's how it sounds. Press 1. Please hold while that caller listens to your connection request. Please hold a moment for their response. That caller isn't ready to connect live at this time.
What?
This is Daniel.
What?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
One time, I'd like to chat with someone.
Yes.
Please record your invite. Record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Oh, honey, do you sound hot?
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 to accept it anytime.
Oh, honey, do you sound hot?
To accept your request, please hold while that caller listens to your connection request. That caller isn't ready to connect live at this time. You need to record a greeting to introduce yourself to the other callers. If you're using a membership, it'll be saved for you to use again later. Let's record the name you want to use. When you send a message, your name will identify.
Hi, I'm Meryl.
Okay, record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Hi, I'm Meryl, and I'm just alone tonight in SoCal, and I'm looking to get off.
Yeah, this is Mike, and I'm just looking for a real hot girl to get a casual thing. And...
hey, ladies, handsome gentlemen. I'm Sam.
Oh, I like the mumbles guy.
Looking
I'm
for a nice, eligible young.
Yeah, hey, there's like,
you know,
ladies, I want to have some adult fun.
Come on,
Sam.
Please,
hi, I'm in Santa Cruz, 5'11", dark hair, blue eyes, physically fit, with a nice body, tanned, and I'm an airline pilot.
To connect live with this caller, press 1. Reply with a message or please record your invitation for this caller to join you in a private conversation. Record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Hey, stranger, you looking for some fun?
Ron.
Hi.
Has replied to your connection request with this message.
Oh. Hi, Meryl. Before I connect with you, tell me what you do for a living and what you want.
To connect live with this caller, press 1. To reply with a message or an
icebreaker,
please
actress.
Record your invitation for this caller to join you in a private conversation. Record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
I'm a stewardess, and I forgot the other question you asked me.
Ron.
Has replied to your connection request with this message.
Okay, do you have a camera phone? Because if we're going to start role-playing and having fun, do you have a camera phone?
To connect live with this caller, press 1. Reply with a message.
Just say yes if it goes there.
This is David calling from the 559. About 5'11", weigh about 190 pounds. Got a good job, love to laugh. I'm looking to meet a lady out there to get to know and see where things go.
You want her?
Down to her.
You want her? Sounds too normal.
That really wants to get to Tony. Tony.
Has sent you this message.
Hey, Meryl, you sound sexy as hell. I would love to eat your pussy and make you get off.
To connect live with this caller, please record your invitation for this caller to join you in a private conversation. Record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
My pussy is so wet right now. I have a finger in it. It's my middle finger, and I have a ring on it.
No.
Please hold while that caller listens to your connection request. They liked what they heard, and they're ready to connect
with
you.
That's insane.
You're connected. You can break this connection at any time by pressing the pound key. Say hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Hey, babe. Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm nude, and I'm oiled up in bed. Hold on.
Ooh, you sound great.
You wanna play with my pussy?
Sure, I'll play with all you guys' pussy.
Ooh. Ooh, would you like a stinky pussy?
No, no stinky pussy.
Okay, my pussy is fresh. I just took a shower. You wanna play with my button? No, you don't want to play with my butt. You want to play with my pussy? My prolapse pussy got shit all over it. You want to play with that? Yeah. You want to play with my shitty pussy? I'm a shit on your face. Yeah. I'm a shit all over your fucking face. Stupid bitch. Yeah. You want me to shit on it, don't you? You want me to write your name?
To continue, press 3. Add this member to your hot list. Press 4.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
I don't think the switch worked that well. I hope you're going to edit this, Grum. It's so long.
It's horrible. Well, I edited the last one, if you didn't notice, a lot. I took a lot.
No.
I took like at least an hour out of that shit.
Toot toot! Beep beep! Home Shopping Network.
HSN.
HSNs. QVCs.
Deborah gave you her number, like her real.
Hello.
What the fuck's going on? Are you doing a BOGO at the Shoney's or what?
Well, I was accidentally, I'm actually on a BPH.
You're on a black holder?
Are you on the OnStar?
No, this is the Skype, but now if this cuts out, you got to call the BPH OnStar.
Okay. What kind of bus is it?
Oh, Lord. I don't want to say. There's so many of them.
Okay.
I'm. Let's just put it this way. I feel like I'm in an episode of Sanford and Sons.
Oh, my God.
It's bad. So how's everybody doing?
Horrible. We're not getting through. We tried to call. We couldn't get a single chat line to talk to us.
No. Ooh. Chat line.
Well, they didn't. I don't know. It's just
I talked to a nice man. And well,
sort
I think
of.
That he was a little shocked when he was expecting a nice girl, and then he got me, and, you know, he was playing along until I asked him if he likes dirty pussy.
This stinks so bad.
He said he doesn't like dirty pussy, and Cheryl said, I've got a clean pussy.
Yes, and the pooping and the cum.
My pussy is clean, and then he was being rude, and then he pressed the number to disconnect, and then I said, hey, you're going to eat my dirty pussy, it's filled with shit, and I'm going to shit all over you. And he cut his neck, and he's cunted.
And he ended the call off because of Vegas?
Is that coon gone?
Yeah.
All because of that. Well, I don't understand.
Are you doing a BOGO? Deborah, did you do a BOGO today? Deborah.
Debbie.
God damn it.
She gave you a number to call.
Where?
Facebook message.
Oh, can somebody just agree on one message holder? I can't be doing, like, open 1,000 windows when I'm already using all my megabytes. You know? All right, I'm checking. Let's see, I'm the bloated lesbian. And yes, I don't care if you give out my email. I don't care.
I already did.
Yeah, I know. I put a nickel in the telephone. Oh, there's the number. Why didn't you tell me earlier, you stupid clunt with a C? Geraldine. I gotta get up early tomorrow for yoga, stupid horse.
Oh, it's good that you're staying up late.
Yeah, it's worth it, huh? It's okay, I slept till noon today. Healthy. Fat is not healthy. Calling this bitch. Lamps. Is this the black of the bus?
The service down here so bad. And on the phone, and this lady, she looked like Oprah. After a few beers, she needed to use the phone, and then she broke it.
Wow. Why are you on the bus?
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
So, yes, I had to have a procedure done, and I'm out. This weekend, I was actually eating at the IHOP and was actually leaving this time from the right exit instead of the left. And have you know it, I was right yet again.
Oh, Deborah, just wait until you hear my calls to the Transnational Mesh Lawyer Hotline about my incident at Shoney's with my vaginal mesh.
Deborah, what happened to your rape? What happened this time?
Well, they came at me like an old angel, but it was kind of bad because I believe one of the black men was actually Nick Starr, and this other man was sort of dark complected, and I think his name was Adam, and I'm not going to say any more because I'm not sure yet until I get my lawyer.
But you said they were black.
Well, they were in, Adam was in blackface, so it's basically the same.
Adam Curry?
I'm not at liberty to say, but I believe his name was Adam Curry because he had a microphone and an MTV badge.
Was he wearing like a priest's collar from 2005?
He had a 90s style haircut and was going bald at the front, so he had a comb over.
With high waisted pants?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He kept asking for donations, and he raped me, and so I had to have a procedure done.
He was asking for donations?
That's what I did.
Hold on. He was asking for donations when he raped you, did you say?
Yeah, he kept asking for donations. He didn't ask if I wanted to invest all my money in some pod show.
That sounds like Adam Curry.
Huh?
It sounds like Adam Curry to me. Rich person asking for money? Definitely Adam Curry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when I told him I might be pregnant after, you know, he raped me with a Snickers bar, and then he pulled out an old Mr. Goodbar. But, you know, he was trying to rape me with the Dove chocolate, and I was like, no, sir.
I know.
So I had to look online for the BOGO abortion. Yeah. And they have designer abortions now. I don't know if a lot of people are aware, but you can get like an abortion by Prada.
Really?
It's all the new right.
What?
It was as seen on Oprah on Facebook.
But Prada's like a brand. I mean, what makes an abortion Prada? You know, what does it have, like, what stands out about it?
Designer bed is a leather etching with chiffon girdle around the bed, and then what they do...
I saw you asked about that at the department store.
Oh, you asked about chiffon girdle?
You did.
Do they let you eat the mattress?
Oh, that's right. Hmm?
You get to eat the mattress? Okay.
That's one of the things that they give you, a chiffon girdle designer.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, I was at a casino a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
And there was two big, very large women.
Fried food.
And they were in the buffet. And I'm not joking about this. It's some serious facts. We're talking Fox News serious.
Yeah.
They moved their candy at the table. And security had to tell them they had to get up and leave, and they said they were not moving until they were done eating.
They were trying to get their panties, did you say? I missed that.
They pooped their panty at the table. The crab legs apparently did not agree with them, and they refused to get up until they were satisfied. I swear to baby Jesus.
How do you know that they pooped their panty?
Because everybody, the customers were complaining that there was a very bad smell at one of the tables. And the head of security had to come over there.
Now, what kind of smell?
Were these people big?
They were very big.
Were they black girls?
BPH. hi.
Were they black, girl?
What? Were they black?
Angelica Houston style.
Angelica Houston's not black, honey. Honey, Angelica Houston.
The other one. Yeah, Angela Bassett style.
Angela Lansbury.
Are you home yet so we can make calls and then go to sleep? It's very late.
Get your chiffon girdle going. Get your chiffon girdle on the phone. No, we can call now. Why not? Well, she doesn't need to be there.
I'd be at home a lot faster if I had a Mac Pro.
Either you got a new computer this week, Deborah.
Well, it ain't fast enough.
I heard it had like a prolapse crack or something.
Mm-hmm. It's got the prolapse drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's extendable.
Reagan,
148 volts, huh?
I was asking Reagan, did you hear our calls to Apple last week?
Yes.
You enjoy that?
Hold on. Didn't I tell you that?
Oh, it was the funniest thing ever.
The funniest thing I've heard on a podcast.
You did, but
you say that about everything.
Superlative.
It was really funny.
Did you enjoy me and my sister talking?
I did.
Sometimes it gets so hot, you know.
Well, when the woman admitted that she'd seen new weave.
Welcome to Apple. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance. I'm an automated system that can handle complete sentences. So tell me, how can I help you today?
Sales.
New wife.
Sure, I can get you to someone in our sales area. To make sure I route your call correctly, please tell me the product you're interested in purchasing.
Lisa.
Macintosh.
Lisa.
One moment,
please. That's what I'm calling
I heard what you said, but I need a little more information. Are you calling
Apple
for tech support, sales, order support, or how else can I help you?
Sales.
Support, man.
It's sales.
My old Mac computer.
Cheryl, if you say support, they don't answer it, remember?
Sales.
I watch Fogo.
Sales.
I want to spend a lot of money. How much can you take from me?
One moment, please.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Get on with that fake.
Hold one moment,
sales.
Please.
Okay. You still there, sir? You're typing a lot.
I'm sorry this is taking so long. Please, bear with me.
You can tell them you're on the bus and you're at gunpoint and they're making you buy a Mac Pro.
Please hold for one moment.
No, because then they'll call
is
you're
this for personal use,
lot.
Business use, or for use by an educational
personal.
Institution?
Personal
it
use.
Sounds real.
Personal use.
Sure, I'll get you right over to someone in our Mac sales area.
It's going
to
be used for terrorism.
Deborah, are you comfortable?
Thank you for calling the online Apple Store. This is Asia speaking. How can I assist you today?
Hey, Angie, I was calling because I'm trying to get support on one of my Macintosh.
Okay, at this time, ma'am, tech support is closed, but they will be open early tomorrow morning, 9 a.m.
Okay, is there any way you can help me because I'm trying to get this Lisa keyboard, the mouse is sticking, honey, and I really need to get to the contacts because my Rolodex is missing.
Yeah, ma'am,
I'm
sorry.
Ma'am, I'm on a VPH right now. I'm rushing from Shoney. She had an abortion. I'm really trying to get Melissa up and running for the contacts, ma'am.
I do understand, and I'm sorry that you're going through that, but unfortunately, there's nothing that I can assist you with. This is the
Mary,
second
Lee, hang on. Angie, come on. Pull on me, Ronnie. Pull on me as hard as you can.
There's nothing I can do, ma'am. You need to speak to a tech support, and they are closed.
Is there not a way I could pay the $19.95 for the 20-minute one-time tech support?
Yes, you can do that, but not with me, ma'am. You do have to wait for AppleCare to open.
Can I order a new computer?
Oh, my.
Can we order a new computer? Hello? Is that possible, honey? Mac Pro?
Hold on, wait, Rodney. Hold on,
it's hard. No, she doesn't want. Thanks for fucking that call up, Deborah. That was wonderful. Lisa Keyboard, stick and Rolodex. Fail. It was a fail.
It was still funny. It was still funny.
We're going to call QVC.
What's the number? Paste me the number. I'll call them.
What are we calling about, though?
Give me the fucking number. Right, Deborah can figure it out.
Deborah, what do you want to call? You want to call QVC?
You're calling for the item that's on the screen right now. Your membership, you don't know your membership number because you're on the bus. You got raped, Shoney's, blah, blah, blah. What's the number? What's the number? Are you still there, Deborah? Uh-oh. She's gone.
Apple had her terminated.
Speaking of BOGO. Cheryl, where's her number again? Cheryl. I need the number of Deborah.
No. It's too late.
What do you mean it's too late?
Man.
What?
It's past my bedtime.
It's past mine too, but you
and
know.
It's also an hour later. Remember daylight savings time?
Oh my God, that's tonight, isn't it?
It's not so now. For you, it's 1:30 in the morning.
Not yet.
Right now.
It doesn't change until 2:00.
Well, then it's even later.
It doesn't.
Man, we need to go in a minute.
Oh shush! Such a bitch.
And we haven't even got any fucking money. So what's the point?
This call may be monitored for quality purposes.
No.
Welcome
Hello?
To QVC. To place an
Are
order
there?
Or
Can
obtain
you all
product
hear?
Information, press 1. For
Cheryl?
Yeah?
I don't know what happened to Deborah, but I'll just call QVC. So you'll have to talk to them, okay? Just tell
Why?
Them you want the item that's on the screen right now. You don't have your card because you got raped.
Why don't you do one call? You never do any.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, don't fuck it up.
Oh, don't fuck up. Fuck you. I haven't even done this in 20 years, so shut up. All right.
Do it good.
I don't know what to say either. I don't really care.
Well, you always tell me what to say, so I'm sure you can make something up.
Oh, you're being a cunt now, aren't you, you little bitch?
Yeah.
All famous with your walls out. Bitch.
Working out.
Thinks she all that. Hello.
This call may be monitored for quality purposes.
Okay,
welcome to QVC.
Somebody's going to be my husband.
To order or obtain product information, press 1. For customer services, press 2.
How do you order stuff?
QVC with the Omer. May I have your item number?
I'm not sure what the item is, but it's playing on the screen right now.
I'm sorry, I can't hear what you're saying.
Yes, I'm not sure what the item number is, but it's a... I just saw it on the screen. It's a necklace. It was gold.
I'm sorry?
It was a gold necklace.
Okay, I seem to be having some horrible interference. Can you repeat that again?
Yes, I saw a necklace on the phone. It was beautiful. It was a herringbone gold.
I'm sorry?
Herringbone.
Your phone is breaking up again. I think you might have to give us a call back.
No way, honey.
Okay.
Squish sound.
That's bullshit.
Try that again.
That voice was real good,
like
man.
Okay, we'll try it again. I've used that before. I have recordings of calling QVC in the 80s. I still have them.
Oh, you need to play.
Oh, shit. I actually have them. They're on my early podcasts, like the
Is
first.
It the same voice you sing?
Yeah. Yes. Except I had a husband.
Okay. Do it.
Hold on. It's just hard to be loud. Whoever's
monitored for quality
stop making
purposes.
Noise.
Welcome to QVC. Welcome to QVC. At the moment, all of our representatives are helping other customers. If you have a QVC account,
they only have one.
Thank you for calling QVC. This is Linda. May I have your item number, please?
Hi, I'm not sure what the item number is, but I just saw it on the screen earlier, and it was a necklace, and it was gold.
Am I speaking to Mr. William Kane?
Yes. It's his wife.
What was the item?
It was a herringbone necklace. And it was gold. It was a beautiful necklace.
A herringbone necklace?
Mm-hmm. Yes, gold. Mm-hmm.
1 second.
Not sure what the item number is. I'm hoping
no, there's no herringbone necklace. I'm sorry.
Let me get my husband. Harry, do you remember that necklace? Wasn't it a herringbone? Harold?
Yeah.
Harold, what was it?
Harold.
I don't really know where to go with it. That's the problem.
That voice is so funny. They're like, are you Mr. Harold Schwimmer? And you're like,
William
oh,
Kane.
No, I'm his wife.
Yes.
See, man, your number comes up as something.
Well, but it's, I bet you if we call back, it's a different, Deborah, is that you? She called and she's gone. Oh.
Fuck Deborah. Okay.
I bet you if we call again.
Why don't you look on QVC's website for a product and then you can ask a question?
Okay.
Wow, that's hard.
I want Deborah to do it.
Deborah is out of commission right now.
No, she's calling right now. Deborah?
Helen?
We're calling QVC.
Okay.
Don't ask, just ask. We don't know what. I'll find out something that's on.
You can call them a proactive and say that you have acne on your lady business and you want to know if, you know, this might help.
That sounds
good. You saw that Jessica Simpson.
Oh, you want the Dyson? Here, you can get a Dyson from QVC and ask if you can use it for the abortion.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Then you can ask if a proactive is on Jessica Simpson had horrible acne on her anus and it was cured.
Is it true proactive makes you gain weight?
Okay, can you write down this item number, Deborah?
Kyle, I'm going to put it in the
Deborah, where are you?
It's on the bus.
Do you have a cordless phone on the bus?
I'm on my way home from the local lab. I've been 2 weeks gone, but I thought I'd stop back.
Are you driving right now?
Can you write down the number? Shut up, Cheryl.
She shouldn't be doing
this
when she's driving.
Who gives a shit? Cheryl, it's a
my chauffeur's driving. Hold on, me running.
She has a husband.
Make me home.
It's V as in vagina, 32237, okay?
32237.
Yeah.
Hi.
All right. Quai.
Make me whole. Please make me whole.
Yeah, make us all whole.
And they might think your name is Harold. Just say that's your husband.
Harold?
Well, they know they have numbers. It's weird.
This call may be monitored for quality purposes. Welcome to QVC. To place an order or obtain product information, press 1.
Hi, this is Linda at QVC. May I have your item number, please?
Oh, Lord, am I on? Yes. Oh, Lord, I'm nervous. I'm sorry. Yeah, V32227. Hello?
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, you said V32227?
Take out one of those. There should only be 3 2s, sweetie.
V?
For that guy. V as in, well, you know.
Okay, so you're wanting to order the virgin, the...
What?
You're
Excuse
wanting
me?
To order the Dyson?
The
ma'am,
virgin?
Are you trying, ma'am, are you trying to order the Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Yes, ma'am. Is this one going to be on the Flex Pay, Easy Pay?
The Dyson is on the Easy Pay. And may I have your telephone number?
Okay. Now, on this, she was saying that you could use this for like a Shoney's. Is that correct? I'm going to be using it at a Shoney's.
A what?
Shoney's.
Shoney's? What is that?
Shown in place of restaurant B.
I have no idea. I did not see the advertisement. What is your telephone number, please?
Okay, can you transfer me to somebody else? Because I don't understand why you're really being rude and you're making me not want to spend $500. Just transfer me to someone else, please.
I'll be glad to, ma'am, but the customer service is closed.
Oh, no, just transfer me to another person I speak to, your supervisor, because I don't like the way you're talking to me.
Thank
you. You can take yourself and get saved, the supervisor. Okay, I spend over $4,000 a week.
Ma'am, would you like me to put you on hold? All I've asked you for is your telephone number.
Rude.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Come
on and we'll see you. Like we'll see you.
Push. Hello?
Hello?
Call back now. She hung up. What a stupid day.
I was really going to get her in trouble. I was going to say, no, because that'd be mean. But she was an attitude.
She said virgin.
I have to run, ladies. Squish down.
Okay, bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Don't poop in your panty.
See you tomorrow.
Talking to him is going to go.
Who was
they go
that?
Now. Man, we need to wrap this up very soon. I'm tired.
Here, I want to play this for you. Just a second. This is the old call that I was talking about.
I know the sun is in your
music.
Eyes.
No, that's, I know, I have to skip it.
All right,
we're going to call once more QVC.
By free love.
That's right, jism, honey. Jizz, right? Jizz.
I prefer seed.
Oh, yeah, that's better, actually, you're right.
Yeah.
I know the sun.
This call may be monitored for quality purposes. Welcome to QVC. To place an order or obtain product information, press 1. For customer services, press 2.
Hello?
Welcome to QVC. This is what...
Sorry, I fucked up. I'll do it again.
I'm on hold. Please hold.
How down? Sorry, I fucked that up.
It's the worst.
It is not the worst. Wait till after this. You'll hear something cool. Okay.
It doesn't involve me and a steam doctor.
This call
I don't
may be monitored for quality purposes.
Yeah, the Dyson
Welcome
for abortions.
To place north.
Forget the Shoney's. Just go to the BOGO.
Can you see what Dawn made? Your item number, please.
Yes, Dawn. Hold on, let me get back to it. I wrote it down on my QVC book.
Okay.
It's V3227.
Okay, one moment, please.
Okay.
You said it was V3227
Dyson. Absolutely. Dawn, is your Dawn like the soap? Ma'am? Hello?
I think they got notes on your number, ma'am.
You must have. Here, listen, though. Do this, wait.
To all the... Oh, I hope it...
Hold on.
You don't kid yourself.
Hold on.
Okay, the operator said what?
Okay, this is a call from 1989. And then I'll go after that.
Great call.
Thank you for calling QVC. My name is Sue. Can I take your order, please?
Yeah, I'd like to order that Judy Squad I saw on the TV.
Have the item number?
Not sure what the item number is. It's the electronic Judy Squad with the two pieces. It's red.
The electronic what?
Judy Squad. This is CVN, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, this is CVC.
Hi.
Okay, let's see. I think there's another one coming up, so let's see what's going on. I'm just going to talk until...
Waited.
Oh, that's this two people talking to each other, reminiscing. I'm going to just blab like a lesbian until the next call comes online. Let's see. Anyway, back to the matter at hand.
Hold on. Okay, I got a really funny email in the meanwhile.
Oh, my friend.
Wait, okay, here, wait. Then I'll tell you.
Donation?
No, it's funny.
I'm just hoping listen. To go to the Micro Center because they're open at 8 o'clock this morning. Right now it's 8. Okay, here we go.
Hello? Hello?
You start.
Hello?
This is operator 585. May I help you, please?
Yeah, I was going to try to call my friend there in Buscala. Could you look up that code for me, please?
Okay, so where are you calling to?
I believe it's somewhere in Spain.
Okay. Honey, we're calling Yugoslavia, not Buscala.
Oh.
We're calling Yugoslavia, sir.
One moment, please.
Yeah.
We're calling Yugoslavia.
That's Yugoslavia.
Oh, Maud.
I'll eat it.
Eat your own.
Ah, Lord.
Oh, could you pour me some of that? Please.
Excuse me?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you calling Yugoslavia?
Yeah.
Okay, at this time, MCI does not service that country.
MCI.
How come?
How come?
Okay, so if you would like further information, what I can do is transfer you to
customer service.
Okay.
Would that be a transfer you?
Please.
Please hold for customer service.
Rafty, yes?
MCI.
Yeah.
Now, I believe I've given myself away because these phone calls were...
So I got.
He used to sound so Jewish.
I know. I lost my Jew
in the early 80s.
Oh, that was good. Though, but the thing is, the MCI, is that the one where they had like the circle thing and then the pin dropped on it?
Yeah, I used to be an operator there. So afterward, and I got fired for calling my boss a bitch. So I called them relentlessly afterwards to get revenge.
What was her name? He is. Not be sexist.
God, what was her name? She was a bitch, too.
I think I'm going to be talking about it. I used to pay my MCI bill on time.
Her last name was Calderon.
Calderon. She was a whore, not of God.
I appreciate you holding.
Uh-huh.
Okay, were you trying to get Yugoslavia using an MCI card, or were you dialing directly?
Does
it make a difference?
Yes, it does. Yugoslavia calls using the MCI card. That country is blocked for that.
Why?
Okay, the reason it's blocked is because that is a high fraud country.
Oh, you're kidding. Jeez. All right, so I'd have to dial direct, right?
That's
right. Okay, so I can just dial direct?
Yes.
Oh.
Is there anything else I can help you on the account with then?
You could eat yourself.
How long?
You said eat yourself.
You sound like your mother, man.
Yeah, I know.
Duh.
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, that wasn't very nice. I think
Maris.
That's
enough of
the prank okay, phone
so we
calls
got
today,
a,
for today.
Anyway, I did a lot
Everyone
of those.
Everyone knows it's Marin.
I did those early on. Those were replays from forever ago. But
that
I used to
good.
Do a lot of pot in those. So we got an email from the lady who we called in the beginning.
You did? What'd she say?
It just says, it's from Lisa Spitzer to Madge Weinstein. There's no content, but there is a subject. The subject is, you are not funny.
Wait, is her email like at the transvaginal mesh thing?
Yeah, it says USA Attorney Network.
We need to respond.
Who are you, Lisa? I want to know. Who are you?
So we got that. It's awesome. Trans,
I mean, come on, a resume. Where'd you work? Transvaginal mesh support. Come on. Get a real job.
So what's her... Are we going to call them back, the mesh?
Hi, Lisa emailed us.
Okay, what's the number of the mesh? I lost it.
I don't know. I don't want to harass them.
Oh, you're going to not in your tummy?
Because they're doing such important work. You know, ripping off all these old women that have these operations so they can get $2 check in the mail and they collect the millions.
Do you think the 700 Club is still busy?
You are not funny.
Oh, and I'm going to call them, too, and let them know that I want the satellite back. That when I donated that money to Tammy, we want it back.
Are you kidding me?
I think it's only fair. I was a high roller back in the day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that about you. I didn't know you had a dish. Even those giant dishes, like in the front yard? Oh, shit. I keep doing the wrong thing. Sorry, I keep doing the wrong thing. Just a sex cunt. Yeah, I used to call it MCI. I have to find the one where I call the laundromat. But you can tell it's old because...
the sound.
No, because Yugoslavia isn't even a country anymore. It was before the Soviet Union broke
up. Okay, call one of these prayer lines. I need some prayer calls from Deborah before we go.
Okay, bitch.
Calling the 700 Club. We are currently experiencing very high call volume.
Try these other numbers.
I am... New life.
Take good care. New life. New life. New life. New life.
Ask them if they've seen New Wave.
Sure, I'm going to ask them about the satellite.
Okay. You need to get it back. Your money.
It's only fair.
Oh, my God. I watched that horrible woman preacher this week.
Thank you for calling New Life Ministries. Our office is now closed
and will
be open Monday.
Wait a minute now.
Standard time. Hang up.
Okay. We'll be hearing from you then. You
may. I don't think Jesus is in our favor tonight.
Thank you for calling.
Can't imagine why.
You have reached Rotha Christian Counseling, home of our main outpatient office in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time or press 3 for a company directory.
We need a prayer line.
If you're interested in making a counseling appointment in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, please press 0.
That's not going to work.
I want to get right by Crystal Carrington in Dallas, and then JR can shoot us all.
That's a great idea.
Would it be possible to schedule the Reichman?
Thank you for calling Emerge Counseling Services. Your call is very important to us.
Okay.
Please listen to the following options to best meet your needs. Our menu options have recently changed. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If you are a client that wishes to make a change or cancel an appointment, or if you would like to make a payment by phone, please press 1. If you are not currently a client and are interested in seeing one of our clinicians, or if you're returning a phone call concerning your first appointment, please press 2. For billing questions, please press 4. For insurance questions, please press. You have reached the intake office. If you are a minister or missionary, or have a minister or missionary in your immediate family, or if you live outside of the state of Ohio, please press 1. For all other intake inquiries,
what
please
happens
press
if
2.
You live in Ohio?
Please.
here. This one should work, I think.
Yes.
Hold on. This BOGO.
Hi, this is Annette. And
oh, get fucked.
Annette. Annette for what? Annette for fishing. Annette for your hire.
Shh. This one is real, I think.
You've said that about the last 50.
World Harvest Prayer Line. How can I help you?
Oh, thanks, God. Are you there?
I'm here.
I'm calling because I need some help. I'm outside of a Shawnee's. Please don't judge me. My name's Deborah. Hello?
I'm here.
I'm calling because I need some help. Okay. I had an abortion in the Shawnee's. And when it used to be a Shawnee's, because I met this man on Craigslist, and it was a BOGO, and I'm so scared.
Scared of what?
That God's going to judge me, and it was like, I just seen on the news, designer abortions and all this stuff, and they're just doing it, they're free women, loose women. I just want to be whole.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Well, let's pray,
My sister's walls fell out too.
So your name was Deborah?
Yeah, but my sister's walls fell out. Her name
Deborah is Deborah and I. From
and Cheryl.
Lord, you said that if we confess our sins, you're just and righteous to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Lord, I ask that you do a work in Deborah's heart, Lord. Bring restoration, bring healing, Lord, in her circumstance. We pray for the blood of Jesus to cover over any trespasses, any sins. We pray for repentance, Lord, that you lead her in her repentance, help her to be in a right relationship with you, Jesus. We pray for restoration, Lord. Tomorrow at church, she would be ministered to, Lord. She would be ministered to and helped by the pastor.
Restore the walls, the Lord. There, yes. Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
What was your name? Did you say your name? Yeah, did you say your name was John?
No.
Can I ask you something?
Okay.
I'm 62. You got a nice voice.
Well, are you going to church tomorrow?
Yeah, but I mean, is it wrong? Like, I wish I was there, because I would love to get on my knees and suck on your Snickers. If you'd let me.
That's not good. Okay. All right, so
I know, but sometimes it's so hard.
Why would you call us and make all that up?
I'm not making it up. I have these thoughts, and I can't help it.
Yeah, well, then you need to get saved.
I have been saved.
Go to church tomorrow.
Let me taste it.
Quit it. Quit the prank phone calls, okay?
This is not a prank
phone
call.
Stop prank phone calls, all right?
My name is Deborah. I'm 63. I was in a war for you. I died in Vietnam. Fought in the war. Oh, Lord.
See, if there were more 24-hour prayer lines, then he wouldn't be the one getting all the prank calls.
What? Exactly. And I think that's rude, and I'm going to contact his supervisor
about
being a prank phone call lady.
You just wanted to suck some dick because he sounded black.
Snickers.
Yeah, you didn't say it. You just said Snickers.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that? It says Hungry Grab One, the Hungry Saver. He's the one that's going to go to hell for not sharing the Sharon size. He ain't supposed to eat that whole thing.
War Harvest Prayer Line, this is Bruce. May I help you?
Bruce, I'm calling for prayer because I've tried this before and it just ain't helping.
What's not up?
My sister's walls fell out. And they believe, the doctor believes that her walls have went viral. Is there a way to, like, get that checked? Or maybe we could pray for God to make her walls less viral, but maybe more.
Make her walk?
Mm-hmm. Her walls fell out.
Her wall fell out?
Walls.
Walls of what?
Her lips.
Her lips?
No. Oh, Lord. Please don't judge me for saying this, Lord. Her vaginal walls have fell out. She has prolapsed.
Okay. What's her name?
Cheryl. Can I ask you something? Are you of color?
What's that?
That's it.
What's her name?
Cheryl.
Okay. Father God, I pray for this woman in Jesus' name. I pray for healing in her life. I curse the spirit of infirmity over her, Father God. I pray that she would spend time in your word, that she can find wholeness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes. But I... Oh,
bitch. Ooh.
Prayer with a strong hand.
I liked the line of problems when you called about him, you know, wanting to do things with your pussy, put your fingers, put rings, put beads, put all kinds of contraptions in your pussy, and you know that God does not want you to do it, but you need some help.
That's true. You lose your purse, I can find it. I lose my purse.
Exactly.
It's in my vagina.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The man, they gave you two other prayer lines.
Oh, I just found a shitload of them, so I'm good.
Okay.
This is the Somebody Cares Tampa line.
What?
Somebody Cares Tampa line. These are all supposed to be 24-hour prayer lines on this directory.
It's a good thing that Christians are supporting these kind of things financially.
We should be. I mean, maybe
all that tax-free money.
Maybe there's a Muslim prayer line, too. Oh, that would be dangerous.
Yeah, but they're kind of crazy.
Okay, this one, it's in the... Okay, this is... Oh, motherfucker.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
That one was already in my directory, so I...
Somebody got served by the RS.
This is the International... The Refugee Christian Fellowship. So.
Hi.
So this should be for refugees. You can ask about the blacks if you want.
Okay.
Okay, 1 moment.
We need to get a celebrity to call. I think that'd be a good call.
Deborah, ask about your
problems. What about Suzanne Summers? She's a sponsor.
No more walls fall out. I think you should make this personal.
Okay. Might get dirty?
Yeah, make you whole.
The craziness works, like last week with the Apple Store being completely insane. Oh, motherfucker.
The number you dialed is not in service.
All these prayer lines are closed.
I gave you some, man.
I know. These are for the blooming economy and everybody just giving out jobs, you know.
We'll try your Malayan. Okay, fine. We'll call yours. Malayman.
God.
Boston.
If you think about it, if everybody did die, okay, all the good people wouldn't have to work because they were right by God. So that means for these prayer lines to work, that means God would outsource the calls to, like, people in hell.
That's exactly what you should talk about.
Welcome to the Hour of Prayer.
Yes.
The 24-hour prayer line.
Does that make sense?
So Bible studies every day, Eastern time, at 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. At night, 9 p.m. on Sundays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and at 10 p.m. on other days.
I love
this
myself.
Call may be recorded.
I want
Please
you
enter
to
your
love
conference
me.
ID followed by the pound
Do
sign.
Do anything for me. I don't want anybody else when to think about you touch myself.
Sorry, that conference number was not recognized.
Okay.
Please re-enter your conference number followed by the pound sign.
8675309.
What the fuck?
Mary had a little lamb.
That conference number was not recognized.
And then the pagan sacrifice
followed by the pound sign.
Why do you need to put a number in? I don't get it. Why do you need a number?
Hey, okay.
This is a BOCO.
Sorry, that conference number was not recognized. Please re-enter your conference number followed by the pound sign.
This says you can set up your own prayer line.
Your party is not answering. Please try your call later.
Sorry, that conference number was not recognized.
Oh, suck
it.
Where's the party at? Where's the party? Come on, come on, come on. Where's the party?
We're jonesing for some Christian. Okay, this one's going to work. This one's going to work. This is the Trinity Broadcast Network. I watched your lesbian friend. What?
Connecting to OnStar.
OnStar?
Justing for backup.
This call may be recorded for quality purposes.
Incest. We need an incest.
You're connected to OnStar. Our advisors are currently helping other customers. Please remain on the line, and an advisor will assist you as soon as possible.
This is a fancy PPH.
In a crash, your cell phone might be out of reach, but with built-in automatic crash response, an OnStar advisor can automatically be alerted and request emergency help be sent to your exact GPS location.
This is not supposed to be OnStar. It's supposed to be a prayer line.
Man, that's in Deborah's car.
Thank you for calling TBN's 24-hour prayer and praise line. All of our prayer partners are busy right now ministering to others.
Hello.
So please stay on the line, and your call will be answered in the order it was received. If you have questions about any of the programs or ministries you see on TBN, or would like to send your prayer request electronically, simply go to www.tbn.org. There's a wealth of information online that's updated daily. God bless you for calling. And someone
said it's called a prolapse center.
Pro-life?
Prolapse.
Could you spell the last part of the word for me?
P-R-O-L-A-P-S-E.
Okay, thank you so much.
I'm
happy to assist. Pickle. Okay, and if that ain't pulling up, also maybe the closest Nova Spiritus directions, if you could load that into my OnStar also.
Pickle.
You said Nova Spiritus?
Yeah, Nova Spiritus. Francine's always to your right, never to your left, okay?
Neither one of those are coming up.
Oh, Lord. Well,
do you know what other business that it's
near? I don't know. I'm trying to think. I get confused sometimes. Honey, if you lose your purse, I can find it. I lose my purse, it's gone.
Pickle.
Ma'am?
And what type of business is that?
It was for the prolapse surgery. BOGO. Okay.
Give me 1 second. Do you mind holding one moment, Victoria?
Okay. Oh, Lord.
Your OnStar call has ended.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Well, that's what's
up. Hello? Well, at least I know there's no prolapse center near me.
That's true. Did you want to call the prayer line, or are we done? Because they were going to answer.
I'm fine.
All right.
This is the last call, Madge.
Absolutely. If it answers.
If I'm so tired.
Then you're going to go to your little sleeps.
Yeah.
Now I lay me down. Laps.
Yeah.
Pray my laps, my soul to the problem.
Maybe little daddy's going to come in while you're trying to lay down.
Play with
little
your
sheriff gonna act like she's asleep like always.
Where's my purse?
Honey, I don't know where your purse is.
Where's my purse?
In your grave?
Move!
Thank you for calling TBN's 24-hour prayer and praise line. All of our prayer partners are busy right now ministering to others. So please stay on the line. And your call will be answered in the order it was received.
Move!
If you have questions about any of the programs or ministry you see on TBN, or would like to send your prayer request electronically, simply go to www.tbn.org. There's a wealth of information online that's updated daily.
Why does he talk so slow and like an old man?
And someone should be with you shortly.
Peter Parker.
I'm going to throw it. Makes the devil mad. Give me the cane, Grammy.
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't need to hear you doing that. You can't hang up the phone.
You're not only taking money from people, but that you are giving to the despised, to the hated, occupying nation.
Ma'am,
take
can you hang up while you're doing that? I don't need to hear that.
Oh, Lord. Take me. Oh, girl.
In a pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
Girl.
Why
take laugh, baby.
In a pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
iPhone. iPod.
Ma'am, can you hang up while you're doing that? I don't need to hear that.
An iPhone. Internet communication.
Are you
going to
judge me?
I have a husband. I have a husband.
In a pussy, Mrs. Garrett. In a pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
Oh, take me.
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't need to hear you doing that. You can't hang up the phone.
I want to be like a field in the dust bowl. I want you to
ma'am, can you hang up while you're doing that? I don't need to hear that.
Oh, take me. Take me. Take all of me. I have a husband to see. Put a plastic bag over an Asian man's head and give it to me.
Bitcoin. Mention Bitcoin.
I want you to play Secret Service. Caroline, leave Mama alone. Hello? Peter, is that you? Peter? Peter.
Where's my purse?
Oh, Lord. Please, God. Please, please put him on the phone. Please make this phone call go through. I just need my cane to be thrown so bad. I just want to make the devil mad.
My name is Sylvia Celeste Brown. I am a working psychic.
Not anymore, honey. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but you're passed on.
Hullabaloo.
Oh, is this the 1-800? Oh, Sylvia, is that you?
Hi, honey.
Sylvia, I've been needing to speak to you so long. It's been so long and hard.
And then you wonder, on the other side, if they have drugs.
I really need some ecstasy, Sylvia. How'd you know that?
You're an idiot.
Sylvia, I've already got low self-esteem. I was raped.
Every one of us came.
That's true. When I was raped, everybody did. That's one thing I can say about the blacks. They weren't selfish.
Gripes me.
Mm-hmm. The sagging jeans.
I put my foot in the, you know what?
Oh, well, I don't know if they'll do that, Sylvia, but they might.
Come on. If I had a nickel for everybody that said the world was going to come to an end, I'd be a wealthy woman today.
Sylvia! You said the N-word, Sylvia. It'll ruin your career. Look at Paula Deen.
Nigger.
Sylvia, they're going to put your stuff at Walmart
animals,
clearance.
Such as coons and niggers tend to be found meandering about the grounds.
Oh, Sylvia, don't ruin yourself.
Nigger.
Sylvia?
Nigger.
What?
What's that?
I don't mind a little bit to be old, but I don't want to be stupid.
Osama bin Laden has kidney stones. Yay!
Oh. Well, he was a good man.
No.
Yeah, you're right. He wasn't a good man.
On my web, negativity. Any germ was a demon. So if you got a stomach ache, then you got invaded by a stomach demon. Now, if you've ever had a stomach problem, you think that that's true.
So Cheryl has a prolapse demon.
To drive down the street and all of a sudden become Francine, that's crazy.
That's normal. That happens all the time. Perfectly normal.
Somebody could tell us that we were ugly, shut up. No.
Mm-hmm. Fraud, real estate fraud in the 90s when you wrote your second book, Sylvie. You don't recall that, do you?
I'm trying to do two things at once.
Oh, my God, it's so late.
Do you think Manson for one moment thinks he's wrong? Nah.
Well, I felt like I was talking to a worker.
You're ruining my life.
Well, and
maybe you and Debbie can continue this, and I can go to sleep.
Okay. After this.
Is this the last one?
The little girl.
Thank you for calling TBN's 24-hour prayer and praise line. All of our prayer partners are busy right now ministering to others.
Raping children.
Because a lot of times, if you're talky-talky-talky, they haven't made
it. No dark energy, nothing can
come
up. If you
have any of the programs or ministries you see on TBN, or would like to send your prayer request electronically, simply go to
www.tbn.org/.
Doulos is the Greek word for slave.
Oh.
A slave had no rights.
You new losh.
That's why it amazes me when people say I'm so alone. You have your angels, you have your guide.
A slave's one-word job description.
I said in my lecture the other night, why people always go to the restroom when they think something's wrong with them. They don't care what it is. I think that's why Elvis died in the restroom. Judy Garland died in the restroom. We just seemed to want to go to the restroom. I mean, I didn't feel like I had to do anything. I just wanted to get there.
Many fear that being a slave to Jesus means forfeiting your
freedom. What?
Slave? Reality. A new law.
On one hand, you have a loving God.
Truly experience what? Freedom.
Remember, he said new law means slave in Hebrew or whatever. So that new law.
Clairaudient means you can hear your guide.
Anna's gonna kill me. Now why? You were just a disorderly passenger.
What the fuck is this?
Pack left, wrong. Sylvia, what about CarPlay? Yeah. Anything on that?
Everything is passing. It all passes.
Oh, it's true. Cars pass.
We're on literally cloud 9, 10, or 11.
What about 14?
I've been violated in some way.
Oh, I've been violated. Oh,
is that another God that made them?
Yeah, Gary,
no.
Exactly. Did the same thing when we were kids, and now we're 42
They said, honk if you love Jesus. So I honked, and the guy gave me the finger.
Hello? Hello? Lord! Why is it so hard for me to donate $500 tonight? Hello? Sylvia,
I still
please.
Have little glitches.
Oh, Sylvia, your talents.
Little girl.
Maybe. No.
She's one of these
girl.
People that was like, believers walk around going. let's pay $2,000 and go into a four-week course.
No. Debbie, I want you to come over here, and I want you to lower down your anus over my ripe titties. And I want you to open up your anus slowly with both hands, goatsy style. Oh, and I want you to pour out your anus. I want you to empty all of your duty onto my chest. I want you to use your fingies and finger paint me and get some inside of my pussy so that I get a yeast infection.
Maybe even, maybe like take my 1972 Western little typewriter. Maybe make you take it, maybe type a 40-page novel inside of you, make your whole have the word
you
in
want you. You want her to type on your clitoris?
I want to take it. Give you an A-track.
I want to push up my layups. And I want you to see that rose with all that duty on it, so it's kind of like a deep red, deep
the rose
red
from
brown.
God.
Yes, it's Helen the rose Garland. Of Jesus. The rose of Jesus. Do you see the cross burned into my lips?
Maybe the rose was web. The one he wore a rose around his head.
When I went to church, the preacher fucked me with this big cross.
Little girl.
Yeah.
In the papal, and he threw his cane and made the devil mad.
Every one of us came.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Sister Sylvia can play, maybe Francine. Yeah. Sister Sylvia's bloated. Cold hand up your laps, maybe that's 42 pounds.
Thank you for calling TV Answer Prayer Line. How can we pray for you?
I really need some prayer. I'm calling for my sister Sylvia.
Sylvia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's not with us anymore. She died. Aunt Teresa died. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So well, she was big.
She was what?
Big.
Sick? Oh, she was sick.
Big.
Big?
Mm-hmm. Aunt Teresa died.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll pray too.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'll tell me your name.
My name's Deborah, but I always believe in doing right for others and not onto yourself, like it says in the Bible. So I don't need prayer because I was raped at Shoney's.
And you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Ma'am?
Yes, you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Go.
You're a believer?
Yeah.
Justin, yes.
Yeah, you trust in Jesus?
Yeah.
Hey, honey, I trust in Jesus for everything unless he's my gardener.
Well, so do you want prayer at this time?
I need help.
Will the Lord be with you, God?
Deborah, are you kidding me?
This don't make no sense.
Deborah, you don't even know how to call a prayer line anymore and get correct prayer.
Leave me alone.
Are you exhausted from work?
Cheryl,
I mean, really?
Cheryl, the problem was not that. The problem was you came on with a different voice out of nowhere going, yes.
Yeah, because she sucked. She was like, oh, yeah, sister Shoney's.
Yeah, but she had her on the line. She didn't hang up the line until you came on.
And nothing interesting was going to happen.
When Smokey... Listen, when Smoky Mountain got on the phone, it scared her, okay?
Let me call her. This will be our final call. I'll show you how it's done.
Oh, okay, sure.
You show me.
We'll wait another hour for that fucking call person to answer. Fine.
Well, then we don't have to do it.
But we're going to.
We're doing it now.
Exactly. Oops. How down? How down? How down? Yeah, we're doing
it. I'm so tired.
Oh, fuck you. You're tired. Bitch.
Disciple shouldn't be tired.
We've lost almost all of our listeners, but of course, Lynn Ferno is still on. Mm-hmm.
My birthday's coming up, and I need some diabetes socks and Amazon cash. I need to buy a Vitamix.
Gerb.
I need a gerb, too, but I've given up on that.
Thank you for calling TBN's 24-hour prayer and praise line.
Happy you.
All of our prayer partners are busy right now. So please stay on the line, and your call will be answered in the order it was received. If you have questions about any of the programs or ministries you see on TBN,
or
you'd like to send your prayer request electronically, www.tbn.org.
I'm going to be a mother, or you know, if I'm going to be a sales, but whatever I'm going to be, don't ever enter my body.
Someone should be with you shortly.
I think when they ask if you're saved, just say yes. The gardener thing, maybe not.
Started following Jesus.
He's got 2 months to be a little wobbly, but so what? That's still going to be accelerated.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby.
Move!
Even after we decide to follow Jesus...
I've got to put on my cheaters.
Wait a minute.
Manch, is this our longest grum ever? During the
what did Sylvia say?
I said in my lecture the other night.
Can we play that other one?
What?
I've got to put on what?
This is like purgatory.
Oh. First.
Well.
Sent July 27th, 2007.
What the fuck is this?
Gary, it's me. Eric. We haven't talked since that day.
What the fuck is this?
I've had a lot of time to think.
Now, I wonder how much they got paid for this crab. We could have done it.
Church, you can't change people.
This website tells you can set up your own prayer line. You want to do that?
But Cheryl.
God can change anyone.
Do you want to set up our own prayer line?
Hello, Cheryl.
She died.
Maybe we could talk about that.
Cheryl, honey, you remember what we talked about the other day?
Your estimated work time is less than 4 minutes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Cheryl, you remember what we talked about the other day?
If you would like us to call you back and your phone number is within U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, please press 1 now, and we will return your call as soon as possible.
We're going to start our own prayer line.
I'll call later and give them Adam Curry's number.
No, I'm going to give them your number. We can start our own prayer line.
Hi.
Wilkerson.
Sure, I really want you to make sure you get saved, okay? I'm really worried about your salvation.
At the same crossroads as Matt.
What's your phone number for the church,
you know what,
Deborah?
You know, but the words of
we Jesus need a church number, honey. Full of grace.
I'm worried about your salvation.
You got a number? I got to give him a number if you want to set up a prayer line.
I don't know. 867-5309.
Sorry to bother you.
Give him the OnStar number.
Okay, what is
it? I really need to talk to someone. It was a bad time.
What's the OnStar number?
Let's see.
I'll just make up a number, fine.
I mean, who has a house phone anymore?
Jesus knows your stinks.
Jesus knows you stink.
All our stinks could be washed clean.
Washed clean?
So how much longer will you live with these regrets? How much longer will you say, maybe tomorrow? When will you let God
maybe tomorrow
replace your guilt? When will you
expect
for a start and a second chance? When will you respond to the simple, gracious words of Jesus? Follow me.
When he didn't write me outside of the garden.
Okay, Deborah, for the description of other relevant information, this is what I put, okay? I'm putting it in there. I had a BOGO at Shoney's, and it was a life-changing experience, and I found Jesus and got saved. Now I just want to share his love with others.
Is designed to help you in
that
your journey
good?
From
yes.
To completely
and you
committed
want,
follower of Christ.
You're
going to
donate at least 1 hour a week for a prayer line.
And
you've read the statement of faith and agree.
Please visit www.notafan.com.
Signed a billion-year contract.
1-855-666.
That's Scientology, honey.
Wow. Oh, is it? Thanks.
Because of your generous support.
Oh, my Lord.
Following program,
I spilled cashews all inside
the
of the BPH.
Are you still in the Shoney's?
Mm-hmm. Outside of the Shoney's.
Okay. It says give us 2 to 3 days to respond. And they'll call
you. Why don't
you
have to go in your house? Are you afraid of your mama?
I ain't at my house. I'm actually outside of your house, Cheryl. I'm about to come in.
Okay. She's at the Shoney's.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl actually lives in a Shoney's. She has too much pride to admit she needs money. So if anybody's listening, you need to donate.
Do they even have Shoney's?
Says, come on in.
If you would like us to call you back, and your phone number is within the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, please press 1 now, and we will return your call as soon as possible. Or you may remain on the line for the next available agent.
Who farted?
Oh, Lord. Take me. Take me.
What the fuck?
It's the most problem in the entire life.
Your neighbors are going to kill you.
Are you like, you better not have the engine on in the garage with the door closed.
The trouble that you have and I have.
I can't handle it anymore, Lord. I'm going to end it all.
That God is dethroned.
I should.
My ass hurts for sitting so long in this fucking chair to get this grub.
Well, now you know how some of the big girls feel.
All the God's pleasure.
Well, we watched a nice video.
Thank you for calling TVN's Prayer Line. I could pray for you.
Hi, I really need some prayer this evening.
Okay. Your name?
My name is Esther.
Esther, okay. And the state you're calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
I'm sorry, which state?
Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, Chicago. Oh, thank you. And how can we pray for you today, Miss Esther?
Well, so I've been struggling for a while with this horrible medical condition called a prolapse, and my doctor did this operation on me called a vaginal mesh, and it's really horrible, and I'm in the process of suing them. And so I've been in a lot of pain, but I have this... I hope you're not going to judge me, but this compulsion to do adult things, and I don't want to do them because I'm not a married woman, but I'm a saved woman. But I have these feelings, you know, that I get all excited when I see certain things and I want to, you know, to play with my clamps. I mean, I don't want to offend God or anything, and, you know, I want to be a good woman. So I guess I need prayer to keep my fingies out of my woman ports, and maybe to have a good resolution to this vaginal mesh, to clean out the screen, to get that, it looks like cat food and it smells horrible like fish, so, you know, resolve the stink issues and all that.
Let us pray.
Yes.
Well, Lord God, we just come into your presence right now, God. We thank you that you are here, Lord God. And we just invite you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your God.
We yes.
Lord God, healing over her body.
Yes.
We speak deliverance, Father God, for anything that's not of you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you bring her to keep you. Lord God. So we just come, Lord God, into your presence. We thank you, Lord God, that she'll know that you are here with her, Lord God. So we thank you that you bring your comfort to deliver from any sickness.
Yes.
We ask that you bless her. We thank you for the form of cancer she passed.
Oh, bless it.
Pray.
I want to feel Jesus.
And we'll be praying, Miss Esther, for 30 days.
Oh, you're going to pray? Now, is that going to help?
We'll be praying for 30 days.
Is that going to help me to not touch my cleops?
Well, you know, I could just pray for you, and we're going to be praying for you for 30 days. After the Lord be
what happens
you.
After 30 days? Do I have to call to renew my prayer?
24/7. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Call back if you need more prayer, ma'am.
Okay, I definitely will. Thank you. I was like,
very nice. But
horrible.
I think
that was a good final call.
Was horrible.
I think you should have asked if you should get special pads for your fiche problems.
Matt, this is the worst prayer line to call. You have to wait for so long to get your tiddly little prayer.
Yeah, but you get to talk to Sylvia in the meanwhile, which is
nice. That's true.
Now, I just want to play this Shoney's ad. I'm at Shoney's website on the Grum Hole.
Okay.
I just thought it'd be nice to have a little ad in closing for Shoney's.
Free buffet.
You know, the nearest Shoney's to here is in Jasper, Indiana. We are not in luck for the Shoney.
Oh, I was close to Jasper one time.
Why?
I got lost.
You got laid?
I got lost.
Laid?
Play the fucking ad and let's go.
I'm trying to. Trying to. That fucking ad block is fucking my pussy out. Why did I... How come I sounded so Jewish anymore? Why? I need to sound more Jewish again, right?
Well, when I
listen to your old grunts.
I know. When I listen to my old grunts, I sound weird also.
You know what it was, though? Honestly, the reason I sounded more Jewish is because I used to have this crappy setup, and I had a delay. So when I talked, there was like a delay in my earphones. And it forced me to talk very slowly. So maybe I need to get like an old Mac Plus or something.
Or maybe it's because you realized it was not of God and you're basically curing your Jewness.
My Jewness?
Come on.
I can't find the video anymore. They were all over the place and now they're gone.
I had a black friend. Her name, she was Jewish. Her name was Junisha.
I don't believe you at all.
I'm serious.
I know a girl and she had she went to the gynecologist and she had a baby. She had a baby. She was, but there was a lady there waiting, an African American woman. And her child's name was Placenta.
Oh. Nice to meet her.
Come on.
I can't find it. Never mind. We'll have to live without it.
Well, I appreciate y'all waiting after my procedure. It was very fun and everything, and I hope everybody takes some time to enjoy the view.
I hope that your Dyson works out for you in the new Shoney's.
Get saved.
Get saved, man.
Bye, Squish.
Working day in, day out. They got you working day in, day out. Making your living change. be someone else for the night. Maybe someone else will love you. Just sell your soul for a raggy song like the ones you hear on the radio. Turn around to ask yourself. Turn around to ask yourself.
Man, is that heavy?
I'm not lesbian.
No. No.
I'm going to pull my breath back.
From Monday down to Friday, you're working on another mess call.
Little girl.
It doesn't matter where you are. Turn around and ask yourself, is this communication? Accentuate the father just to give some illustration. See, man, child, you know one. I turn the microphone on. Control communication. Well, I'm taking it and so to the point that I need.
Hi, honey.
I mean, I'm pushing you, Garrett.
He's the apple of your eye. Once bitten, twice shot. Well, don't you buy me again. Just take it in the and go tell your friend.
I'm trying to go to the restroom. We just need to wind up the restroom.
I'm on a figure of speech to reach you at the back. And so on the style. I'm stimulating dance floors. Raise your body temperature now. And this demands for power in the act. You know, lies my diagnosis. Cause I believe in miracles, words in heavy doses.
Whether I'm going to be a nun, or whether I'm going to be a mother, or, you know, if I'm going to be a sales, or whatever I'm going to be, don't ever enter my body.
Pickle.